Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Jungle. Man, we got a lot of things going on tonight. So many things that I want to get to. I know I got my co-host, keeping it real.
Derek, What's happening, brother?
Oh, let me tell you, man, we are going to light this show up tonight. You know, because I got to, you know me, how I get on my rants and raves and stuff like that, and I hate when people disrespect other people for doing good. You know, nothing bugs me more than that. And, you know, naturally, being me, I got to speak on it.
I got you, Cuz. I know what you're going to say. Bootlegged. Got disrespected for winning the belt.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Not only, you know, and I tried to get on the show, But getting on DJ Grant's show and as we know him, all the way naked on our show, man, it's like pulling teeth. I think I got to call the day before just to sit in and wait to get on that show. But you know what? I want to get to it right now, and I don't want to keep this man waiting no more because I see he's already called in. And I'm going to open up his mic right now. All the way, Nick. Is you there, baby?
I'm here. What's happening, bud? Naked?
Oh, man, nothing but the rain. We got a little cold weather tonight, boy. I'm shaking in my drawer tonight.
I got to tell you, this is the first time I had, actually had to wear a sweatshirt during the day, and I don't even know the last time out here in Cali. You know what? I want to tell you something, Butt Naked. I was listening to the show before your race, and I got to tell you, man, I liked it because not because of the fact that you won, but the fact that you called. You were like Babe Ruth, man, pointing to the outfield. You called that shot before you hit it, and then you go and get it. But I don't like, and I speak a little bit differently on my show than everybody else does, the bullshit that went around it. So, in doing what we do, the object is to get to point A, from point A to point B before the other guy. And it don't matter how you do it. You get the light, you get the win, enough said. I want to first congratulations for calling your shot, giving your shot, and go get that belt.
I appreciate it, man. It feels good to have it. Feel good for five people that finally want to congratulate me and thank me on it and be sincere about it.
You know, and I'll tell you, man, the haters can keep on hating. And, you know, you hear a lot when no one goes after something. As soon as someone goes and gets it, everybody now wants to get after it. I'd be like, you know what? They should have a ranking in Grudge Inc. You know, you should be able to pick and choose who you want to go race now. Now you the king. Now you the top dog.
Well, they can call them out. They can point them out. I'm gonna knock them out.
You know, when DJ came on the show and told us that you won, the first thing everybody asked wanted to know, did he run naked down the track? Because everybody out here was dying. Because I could have got a pool going saying that you did. You didn't have nothing but on but your glasses.
Nah, I didn't run nigga down the track this time, Earl. I'm waiting until I see that number. When I see that magic number, everybody going to know it. I might see it when I run B's on November the 3rd down there. And that decades ain't going to be. It's going to be a sight to see.
Well, you know what? I'm telling you, man. I'm happy for you, and I mean that sincerely, because here's the thing, and the one thing that we were just talking about a few weeks ago on our show was that I cannot stand when nobody wants to race you, but the minute you have a problem with your car or go south for a little bit, and at that time it was with Mississippi Joe's deal, and now DJ, when DJ had it, it's like everybody wants to get after you then when you're hurt.
Yeah.
Or if you're out running on seven cylinders, everybody starts beating on you. I think those guys are all cowards. And I said it on my show, and if they want to call in, I'll tell them flat out to them on the phone, too. It's, don't be a coward, man. If you think you got to go race that man when he's at 100%, not when he's at 50 or 60. Everybody, I think everybody likes to hear themselves talk and beat themselves. Beat their own chest and stuff like that. But, you know, God bless you, man. I'm glad you called your shot. You went out and got it. And, you know, I'm happy for you. I really am.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I'm going to call another shot. I'm going to try to be the first one in the Grudge Inc. family with two belts. If not three, I know two. I got one more belt to get. And I done called out them fools and ball with that national belt on them 28th. I want that belt, too.
I hope after you get these belts, you don't forget about us out in California, baby. Come tell us about it.
Hey, man, it would be nice if we can get out that way and race one time. You know what I'm saying? Come out that way and let the fans meet us and we meet them. They got to make that happen some kind of way.
Yeah, we you know what? We're working on that right now, man. We're trying to shoot for something in July out here and renting this place out where we eventually want to put a track. But man, I'm so glad you called in the show because, you know, I was trying to call in on your show it was like pulling teeth, man.
Well, it's kind of like that now. It was like that because I used to let DJ run the board and everything. And, you know, I kind of be laid back a little bit because I'd be on work sun up to sundown. I get up every morning at 5:30 and I come home about 7 every day. And so now I called Gunn and picked at him when he ran the show for me last week. And I'm going to see what we got going on this week. That way we can get to everybody. She kind of went straight down the phone list. He got everybody in last week. Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had my mic open, but I guess that's my volume control wasn't up loud enough from California to chime in. We were trying to get into that race you were going that you guys are doing for the money, the $2,000 buy-in.
Oh yeah.
But things happened. We didn't get in. But so what, man? That's not the last race.
They're still gonna put some people in because I know two guys that not gonna make it. You know, like I was supposed to went down to Florida, down to Miami, down to Big Low Race, and I had death in the family and Friday morning.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, man, so I didn't get a chance to go. My cousin passed, he was 24 years old, and you know,
Lordy. I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear it, man.
Yeah.
So I'm blessings are out to you and your family.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, is Butt Niggas number one fan on Tyson?
So what now?
Your number one fan, Tyson.
What about him?
He's not on.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
No.
I got another number one fan now.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, man. I was waiting for him to call in, let him do the interview.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure he'll be. You know, that's my fault, man, because I was going to surprise him, and I should have called him and gave him a quick heads up on what was going on.
Well, it would have been a hell of a surprise, too. You know, I got so many haters, man. I told my old ass, I might just give all that stuff because it brings so much animosity and jealousy. And to me, it's all about fun. You know,
well, you know what?
Before I called into the show, I was on the phone with I'm going to say he's a rival of mine. I'm telling him what I had going on and this and that. He said, you know what, Butt Nigga? Me and you ain't never had a problem. He said, he's a belt holder, too. He said, you know what, man? I go anywhere that you want me to go, and I hit you with your car. Any given Sunday or Saturday, all you got to do is give me a call. He know I got more in my car than what I'm getting out of it. I haven't even tuned the car yet, man. Nowhere near tuned that car. He said, I go to anywhere you want to go. I helped you out, do whatever, and we'll go from there. I said, well, man, I sure appreciate it. He said, I won't tell you a dime. Can't get no better than that in the racing world now. You know what I'm saying?
No, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We're supposed to look out for each other.
I told him, I said, well, man, I got to go. I got to call into the show. He said, all right, I'll talk with you later. And that's why I called in dead up 10 o'clock. I was just hanging up with him.
Well, yes, sir. We want you to stay on. You're a guest host tonight, so I know we'll have plenty of people want to call in and talk to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, man. You know, I don't look at them as being haters. It's just, you know what, is when you're on top, everybody wants to be on top.
Well, I was down on the bottom, remember? I was on the bottom compared to Joe, and I let them tell it, and now that I came out, he said, I got a little boy built. Joe is something serious,
yeah,
man.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, real character.
You gotta start from the bottom and work your way up, they say. But you know what, man? When you get to the top, hey, let them all. At the end of the day, all the job they're gonna do, you still got the belt, baby. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
You still got the belt. It's all about the jewelry.
Oh yeah, that's it. It's all about the belt. I got it. A lot of guys had their cars running several months, 6, 7, 8, 9 months before I came back out, and they never challenged any of these guys for these belts, not one of them. But soon as I challenged them in 1-1, everybody want my belt now. Ain't that something?
Well, you know what?
And
you know what? You got to have this attitude with it all, though, too. It's good to be the king. You take them races when you're ready. Keep the fish dangling on the line.
Mhm. That is it. That's why I told him. It don't matter. I ring y'all too. It doesn't matter, y'all. Right now, the way I feel and the way we're going, I got God on my side and food on the other side, so we good to go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Good deal.
Oh yeah.
No, it was when DJ called last week and told us about it, we was all happy for you. We was all just wondering, man, is he running down that track naked? Because I could just imagine you run down that track butt naked Nothing but them sunglasses on. That would have been the sight. It's too bad they don't have, like, pictures you can put up on Grudge Inc. when you talk, so, like, a little video section so we can watch it on the screen, but that would have been hysterical.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get that site, I guarantee you. When we lay that number down in November, that's going to be all over the Internet.
Uh-huh.
Believe that. Are we going that number?
Yeah, we do believe you are, but at the beginning of the year, you told the guys you're going to be one of the guys to be reckoned with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where are you going in November?
Well, we got November 3rd. We got the North invading the South.
Well, no, I understand that one. Oh, is that where you guys get on the track? The clock's on?
No, I ain't no clock coming, but when I see the number myself on the time sheet, and I thought
it
was I'm going to run down the track.
I got you.
No clock's on. Can't put no clock with the Grudge.
Yeah.
Did we get Larry on?
What's
so
that?
What
now?
So did we get Larry on, Larry up?
How did he?
So we get Larry. Is Larry on from Chicago?
He'll call in.
I heard Larry on. Y'all see?
I'm just glad for you, man. I'm glad you got that belt, man. Whatever you do, don't let that sucker go. Make them all come.
Oh, yeah, I'll make them all come. Like I said, I'm trying to set a record, be the first one with in the Grudge Inc. family with two belts. Just soon as the Fulton Ball get ready and they accept that challenge, I'm going at them. See what it was? A lot of guys thought I could run 28s on my car. Oh, he got to run 29. Get 29 top man. I'm just as fast on 28 than I am on 29. Now they see that. They know that now. Yep.
Hey, sometimes it takes out that bargaining chip now when they tell you, oh, well, you got to run on this tire. Okay, I'll run on that tire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You take it down. See, just like when B.A. locked me in a couple months back. Oh, but nigga, we know you run a 29 tirade, a 29 tire. I don't care. I'm coming down there and helping you up. Man, I'm going to run over top of B.A. with that pro charge and that nitrous he got. He got pro charge and nitrous. I don't care. I'm going to show him something. We're going to put it on him. He coming.
See, that's the best part. That's the best part, man. When you go in, you call your shot, you knock it out the box, and that's what's happening, man.
That's it.
I love
right.
that stuff. When nobody believes and you just go ahead and get it done.
That's it.
And
hold
on, man. I think I got one of your fans want to call in right now. Wait, hold on, man.
Okay.
I told you he'd call in too, Kev.
Hey,
are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here with you all. How y'all doing? How's everybody? How's everybody?
What's going on? Good, man. We got the stamp on. We got Butt Naked on with us.
Oh, y'all got my buddy on the phone, man.
How you doing, Larry?
What's going on, Mr. Butt Naked?
Oh, man, holding it in the road, trying to anyway.
That's what I'm talking about. We gotta keep it in the road. We had a shootout up here today, man, a meltdown, and we had some good races going on up here today, and OB's come out on top. OB's won it again.
Did he?
And yeah, he won it again today. Donye ran Biz. He, of course he lost to Biz. He scraped the wall. Who else was that? That was Ruby Red and Keith, the Hulk. I think the Hulk wrecked down on the top end, too. So we don't know the outcome of that yet, but I'm hoping that everything turned out okay. You know, I'm just getting a few people telling me what's happening. I didn't make the event today, but, you know, I just thought I'd let everybody know what was going on in Chicago today.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. Anything else? You got the floor, too.
Oh no.
Yeah, man, boy. Biz just clicking off them wins one after another, ain't he?
Man, that guy's winning, man. He's winning. He's winning.
He ain't going down for nobody.
No. Biz did pretty good for himself.
Yes, sir. He built one hell of a team.
Yeah, because, you know, it was a 36 car event. You know, it was 36 cars in that event. You know, so he's doing pretty good now.
That's great. But we're going to see what he made out of when he come down here on the third, though. They're going to y'all going to tell him, well, Biz, you did pretty good. No, you went out and that old country boy scrubbed you up down through that. Man, my overalls and my mason jar full of shine when he comes. Having a good time with no hat on.
Yeah, well, that event today didn't have nothing to do with Butt Naked. You know, Butt Naked down there waiting on the third, so, you know, we got to wait for that time to come around. When that time come around, we're going to see what's going to happen then.
Yeah.
But until that time, you know, he did win the doggone event today, but that ain't got nothing to do with what's going on the third. They don't make him win the event on the third. He got to get there and win it. They say you got to be in it to win it.
Got to be in it to win it. That's it.
That's right. Got to be in it. Yeah.
Well, my hat's coming up for winning those races. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
How many cars are they expecting to be down there making on the third?
Man,
a lot.
There's going to be a lot of cars down there, man.
Yeah, about 200 cars at least. That's a minimum.
Yeah.
That'd be the time to burn a DVD on that race.
Mm.
Hey, guys, I heard from the grapevine Tony Bynes is going to be at that race. Is that true?
Yeah, I heard they were coming too, but I'm not 100% sure. I didn't talk to Tony about it. We talked the other day about some other things, about asking was he coming.
Right.
You know, we got two races that day. We got one in Macon, but Mike got one in Carolina, so... There are two different races going on that day.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of guys had committed to both races, though. It is an hour, so.
Right.
It is.
Well, I'm going down there to be with my friends. I'm coming down there to be with my friend Butt Naked and Gully Pick and the whole crew, the Grudge Inc. family. You know, if the good Lord says so, I'll be right there.
That's
it. I ain't going to say with no bells on because I ain't going to put on no damn bells.
Is Will coming down on the third?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
I got to tell him, if you see him or talk to him, tell him to look me up. I got to get him some chicken wings back. He gave me and my old lady some chicken wings up there in the north, so I got to hook him back up.
You ain't got to worry about that, man. That wasn't nothing but love, and we look for the same love, and we looking to get the same love, man. That's what it's all about, man. We one family, and once these guys realize that we one family and that what they do is no greater than what the next person does, regardless of how they think about it or whatever it is, the more that we get that knowledge in our mind that we one family, and when we get ready to race, we're going to race. We're going to be at each other's ass when it's over with. Then we're going to hug and show each other love because it ain't nothing but a sport. You know, it's something it's something that we got to put in our minds, man, and that's what's going to make Grudge Inc. work. See, Grudge Inc. is just a name. What makes Grudge Inc. work is us. We make it work. So as long as we keep putting forth the effort and do what we got to do, it's all going to pan out. It's going to be a good thing. You know,
I agree with you, Larry, 100%.
That's right. Take a little time and it takes people with a willing heart and an able mind. You know, and once they get on the road, man, we get everybody to pull together, man. It's going to be a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, sir.
We're
sleepy at tonight.
Uh-huh.
So we're sleepy at tonight. Sleepy didn't call in?
Yeah, I wonder what sleepy. I ain't heard sleepy last, when? The other night, neither. Thursday.
No, sleepy, hey, listen, sleepy flies under the radar, man. He's sniffing around somewhere. But hey, real quick, I want to introduce the third point to this triangle. We got Tyson's on the line. What's up, baby?
Oh, there's your number one. There's your number one fan.
What's up, fellas? What's coming? What's happening? What's going on?
Hey, Tyson.
Is that the champ all the way naked on the phone?
We got your boy on.
That all the way naked is on the phone.
That ain't all the way naked, is it?
Hey, I do believe Tyson wanted to do an interview with you. Go ahead, Tyson. Take over.
Oh, yeah. But Nick, know you, my man. I get on this show and mess with him all the time. See, he know me because I call him all the way naked.
Oh, yeah.
That's all the way naked. What's going on with you, champ?
Oh, man. Nothing much. Sitting back, relaxing. Just got back from chilling, getting a bite to eat, and shooting the breeze with the guys on the talk show tonight.
Oh, okay. I hear that. It's always nice to hear from you.
Oh, yeah. Now I want to tell y'all also, I'm wondering if I can get my old lady to do it or something, but all the races and stuff like that from up north, I'm going to try to let you guys eat free, you know. I'm going to try to have enough meat there for everybody. Then, no longer you're a race, I might not feed all the fans that come, but all the races and the drivers and the crew, I'm going to try to take care of y'all if I can get somebody to help her cook.
That'd be nice, man. We truly appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure y'all from that Southern hospitality. Hey, yeah, I know y'all never get a chance to see that, but we might put a whole hog in the ground and cook it.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about, from the rooter to the tooter.
That's it. If you guys
do that, I'm probably gonna be doing that all next week because I'm actually leaving tomorrow for the great state of Hawaii.
Uh oh.
I'm gonna go check out the race scene down there and give you guys a play by play next week.
Okay.
They got big. Oh, heck yeah, man. I got my Grudge Inc. T-shirt already packed away. And see what those guys are up to.
Man, that's great.
I got a magazine, and I've seen a couple of cars in there from Hawaii, Pro Mod car.
Yeah, man. My cousin was telling me they got a pretty big street scene out there. So I'm going to go out there and hit it up and see what's happening.
Yeah.
We might have to stretch out Grudge Inc. a little further out west.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, no.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. And right out in front of the house now, I got my bass boat sitting out in front of the house. I'm getting out of here sometime tomorrow. I'm going to see if I can do me some crappie fishing and see if I can carry at least 200 or 300 pounds of crappie down. When I get ready to go down there, we're butt naked them off. So me and my two grandsons, since they get out of school next week, we're going to get out of here tomorrow. We're going to go and get us some cabins, and we're going to lay back, and we're going to fish for about 4 days or so, and then we're going to come on back.
Man, that's nice. I bet that's real.
Hell, I like to go with you, Larry.
Come on. Let's clear the room. Clear the room. I got an 18-foot Ranger with a 300-horsepower Mercury on it, and I got them two small boys with me, and that's it. Come on.
Right.
Hey. Now, you guys even putting horsepower in boats, man. You guys don't even leave that shit alone, do you?
No.
Man. Yeah, I got my little bass boat. He's got a 496 in it, 600 horsepower. Cause when the fish are jumping, we got to get there.
Yeah, we're going to go down to La Crosse, Wisconsin. Down in La Crosse, Wisconsin, where the Mississippi River, the Black River, and the Unalaska River run in together. And I usually do real good down at crappie fishing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you guys hear, I don't know if you guys heard or not, there's a new show, Grudge Inc. show, down in Louisiana, New Orleans. Boomer down there. I was on the show.
They were saying something about starting something down in New Orleans, you know.
Yeah.
Then we got it started already?
Yeah, I was on it the other night, man.
Oh, man.
It was pretty good. He's starting out, man. I remember my first night starting out, too. You get a little nervous and everything, but
It was good. He'll come around. You know, at first I was nervous, man. I was stuttering, kind of like what I do now. But I was happy for him, man. You know, it's overwhelming when you first start out, wondering what you're gonna say. But it's like, you know what? In my case, you give an Italian a microphone and tell him to talk. Jesus, that's a no-brainer, man. That's the worst mistake you can make. But man, he's pretty good, man. And you know, he's gonna do good. And you guys get a chance to listen to his show down there. They got some hot rods down there too, man. And it's nice, man. It's building blocks, man. You guys are building blocks all the way out to California.
Mm.
Wow.
And it's just
you know what night that is?
What's that?
Do you know what night that is for the Louisiana show?
It was, I believe it was Thursday night. It was on.
Thursday night, about 8 o'clock.
Yo, somebody, whose show's on Thursday? Because I think it was right after that one.
Right after Beer's show?
Was it
Beer's
and... I think it was Wednesday night then. Maybe it was Wednesday night.
And
Beer's and Tricky Ricky on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, my nights run together. I don't even know.
Wait a minute. I only
know when Saturday gets here.
Big Clark show. Yeah. Because Beer's came on at 5. And go off at 7. Then after that, then it's Tricky Ricky and Big Clark show.
Big Clark
got a different number there. Yeah. You got a different
number.
That's
not a Mississippi. He's a Mississippi, though, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I wish I would have wrote Boomer's number down so we could have him call in, to the show and, you know, get to know everybody and everybody, you know, get
Welcome
to know him,
to
man. He sounds like a real nice guy, and he's got a good little show. We got to support him too, man, to get him going in this Grudge Inc.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I told him, you know what you need to do is once you start listening to the shows, that's how you start to figure out who everybody is, where they're at, and then. And then, you just start talking with them. They call in. They find out about you. And then next thing you know, you have the second to the highest show because I'm the first.
That's right.
What a day.
I wish Boomer the best of luck, man. And like I said, I told him I'll be calling in and supporting, even if it's just listening in, you know. And he's got a good thing going on. I'm gonna open up the phone lines right now. We got someone else wants to chime in. Area code 903-0697. Your mic is live. Who we got?
Hi guys, this is Sharon. I'm from Texas. I just got on the show. I just heard you guys talking, and I was just kind of, you know, trying to listen to a couple other shows. I do Atomic Dog's Blog Talk Show on Tuesday nights, and I heard y'all talking about Boom and Boom on Wheels show. His show is on Wednesday nights. He's covering Louisiana. His first show was last week. His call-in number is 347-215-8762. And he's on every Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And on Thursdays, on that very same number, you've got Mississippi Nightmare, Big Clark,
mm-hmm.
covering the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also on at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Excellent. Well, you know, thank you so much for calling in and letting us know, because, you know, I was on Boomer's show and talking with him I'm glad he's got a show and everything, and I will be definitely calling and supporting him, man, because I want him to do well.
Last,
I know, like I said, I know what it was like for his
last
now.
Four digits on Boomer's show. What was the last four digits on his show?
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. 8762.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
And what? Just to let you guys know, I don't know if any of you guys are on, you know, how many guys are on Facebook, but if you'll like Grudge Inc. on Facebook, what I'm going to start doing is trying to post everybody's show. You know, I'll try to get it posted before the show, at least a couple of hours, if not earlier than that, before everybody's show comes on. Also, after the show airs, if you go to grudgeinc.us under the blog talk link there, we'll try to get everybody's show, you know, posted there so that if you missed listening to it live, you know, on the phone or on the internet, you can always go back and recover that link. So if you're on Facebook, like Grudge Inc., and you'll get the information. And if you're not already a member on grudgeinc.us, become a member and you'll get the I send out email blasts for Atomic Dog, and I'm going to try to start doing this for some of the other shows so that we can get the word out. You know,
right? That's right.
California's kind of out there on its own. You know, you're away from the rest of us. So, you know, we want everybody to know about your show too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, hey guys. You know, we did the show last week with the ladies involved in drag racing. Do you mind if we get your input on the drag racing scene? How you feel about it?
Are you addressing me?
Yes.
Okay. I missed the very very first part of your question.
Last week we did a show, you know, with the ladies, and we also are doing this week for ladies to call in and to give us the, you know, how they feel about grudge racing and supporting it, and if they are grudge racers or racers, you know, we love for them to call on our show.
Okay. Like I said, I'm here in Texas. Been in Texas all my life. I'm. Let's put it this way. I'll date myself. I started being involved with drag racing when I was a little kid, probably like 6 or 7 years old, in the 60s, with my dad. My dad, and every weekend, that was where we went on the weekends. We were always at some drag strip, you know. And my dad, I've always had a love for cars and fast cars, because when I was able to stand up in the seat in the car, you know, my dad would always look at me and say, you know, you want to go faster? And I'd shake my head. You know, when he was in the garage, you know, he would be in the garage getting the car ready. He had a little Chevy 2, like I say, back in the 60s. He would be in the garage, you know, getting his car ready, working on his car. And I was his right-hand girl at that time. You know, I was the person, I thought it was the most important job in the world, I was the person who handed him the wrench, you know. So I've had a love for it ever since I was a little girl. I kind of, in high school, you know, since I had a love of fast cars, my dad had a 68 Chevy at that time, and that was my car in high school. And so, of course, you know, I thought I was a little Miss Speed Demon and would challenge guys to races, you know, on the street, or we'd go down, you know, country roads and race that way. And so, you know, I've loved it, got away from it when I went to college. And then just probably within the last maybe five, 6 years, kind of got back into it, hooked up with Atomic Dog. You know, I don't know who all's on the show right now, but, you know, he's from Austin, Texas. Saw his vision, saw his dream, and I guess, you know, the little fire that was in me, that had been in me all my life, you know, kind of blazed up. So we started, you know, helping him put his car together and get his program, his racing team going. And then we ventured off into promoting. So, you know, now I'm a part of Grudge Inc., trying to help Grudge Inc. grow. So it's the love of the sport. You know, I love racing. I love the fact that basically what used to be done on the street is now done, you know, on the track. I love it. It's a part of me. I guess it will always be a part of me. So anything I can do to help, I'm here to do.
I hope that part of you never leaves because it's a great feeling.
We got the champ on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
We got Bud Nigga on the phone, the champ.
Well, you know who else we got on the phone sneaking? I told you, man, these guys fly on the radio, on the radar. Drag, you out there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
There he is, my man.
What's up?
Big
what up,
Tail?
What's
hey,
up, fellas?
What, man? We
hey,
just
Drag,
blowing it up.
What's happening, man? Who is it?
Big Rick. Big Rick.
This who?
It's Kev.
Rick.
Terry.
No, it's Kev. I'm on the phone.
I can't hear so many
Larry.
People speaking at the same time. I can't hear you, bro.
Right. Sorry. I said it's Kev.
Tail.
That naked. Larry.
Yeah, what's
Tail.
Up, baby?
What's up? What's up, everybody? Everybody, I just left the track. Biz picked that 10,000 up.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
The meltdown at No Limit Dragway. Biz picked the 10,000 up in the Outlaw, in the 10-5 class. I mean, not Outlaw, the 10-5 class. He went to the final with another Chicago guy. I know his name's Dave. His name is Dave, but I can't remember his last name. But it was two Chicago guys went to the finals. Biz picked the 10 up with a pretty much of a solo run. I just want to say that I want everybody to know the limit. You know, we had some discussion here about track safety and all that. And, boy, I'm telling you, that track was on top of it today, buddy. They did an excellent job. They had the track prepped real well. Had a couple guys scrape the walls and one pretty good crash at the end. But I'm telling you, down there before the car got to flip and stop, you know, flipping and whatever, the safety safari was there. So they did a great job. So I guess the talk that we, you know, the discussion that we've had about these safety issues has really, you know, got the tracks really getting on top of the stuff.
Hey, you know what, Drag? And since you brought that up, it's something I want to get back on top of about the safety issue because we've talked about this. And Bud Naked, I want you to chime in too, Daddy. When you know, you tell me your thoughts on this too. But here it is, man. When I hear the racing and I hear races coming up and tire size, and they say no bars and this and that. But what if you've got a car that has a wheelie bar, and now someone is telling you you can't race into a certain event because you won't take that wheelie bar off. At the same time, isn't my wheelie bar part of safety?
Yeah.
So now asking me to make my car unsafe so I'll race you. And we got it's a fine line between safety and not safety. Do I have to run a 28 tire to race you when my car's set up to be on a 29? Then I got to take my wheelie bar off, and then the safety factor's taken out of it. Why can't we just run how our car is set up against, if you got your car to run without a wheelie bar, hey, good for you, man. You're smarter than me.
Right.
Do I need to take my car at a disadvantage to take a chance of hitting the wall, hurting myself to appease somebody else in a race? That's where we go round and round in this. The safety. Either we have to be safe or we just say it. We just bullshit it. And that's the fine line we gotta figure out, guys. I know guys with stock suspension cars are running without wheelie bars. And God bless them, man. I wish I could figure that shit out because my car just wants to go on the bumper. But at the same time, if I don't have my bars on my car, then I got to try and take it real easy off the line. And by that time, the race is done. So I might as well just hand somebody my money. But that's the safety part. I wonder, as far as safety, what are we covering, guys? What are we looking at as far as safety?
Well, I think in the track's eyesight is to have all the safety things that's needed, such as fire, you know, fire extinguishers and the proper people in place that can handle, you know, if there's an accident or somebody gets hurt or something like that, and to keep the track prep and stuff, which I will repeat again, man, they did an excellent job at No Limit today, Saturday, for that meltdown, man. It was But just like being at a national event, how they were on top of it.
Great. That's a good job.
Hey, Drake, I agree with you. I agree with you, Tayo, about not taking anything off my car. You know, if they got a class that I can't run because I don't have the wheelie bars off, then I guess I won't run that class, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm not taking nothing
back,
off my car, bro.
It goes
back to the... What you think about that?
Huh?
Is Bud
Nicker
there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think about that? I mean, safety issues. Yeah. Do you have something to talk about that?
I'm like drag on that, you know. I'm glad that, you know, everybody gonna be on top of it with these tracks. And like I said, I think all the track guys are listening. But for the wheelie bars, that's a thin line between saying that's a safety equipment or not. I think that just for a guy to stick the foot a little bit better, and you don't have to try to figure out how to get it cut out of the track without the wheelie ball. He can't do it that way. Most guys can't, you know. They just do it the easy way. Throw some wheelie balls on it, let it rip. Only going to come up so high, and they're going down the track. You know, the Southern guy has mastered that by, you know, putting the extra electronics and equipment in the cars that'll make it work.
Yeah, on the 28.
Yeah. See, we can stick the foot just like them guys with them wheelie balls, you know?
That's right.
And the wheelie ball to get them guys a little bit better advantage than what we got. They can stick the foot a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. You know, not necessarily make them stand up on the back bumper, but they can take them balls off. And I don't know what kind of electronic they have in their cars up north, most of them guys, but they got a 75, 31 box or something like that. So it's a laptop up to it, and they can do the same thing that we do. That's all it is.
What, what about a car that doesn't have electronics? My car doesn't have a box in it. So If I were to bring my car down there, I probably wouldn't get, well, for one, my car's probably not as fast as a lot of those guys down there. But if it was, I still couldn't get a race down there because I'm on 28th. I have a wheelie bar, and I wouldn't negotiate a race by taking my wheelie bar off.
Well,
so, you know, it's like, how do you... How could I get a race down there without taking my car the way it is?
Well, you know, some of the guys are arrogant. Like I said, I'm not gonna be like nobody else that becomes a champ. I'm still gonna be me. I'm not gonna change. But hell, the way I see it, they got the same ties I got on. I don't give a damn about no Willie Paul. We can get good.
Right.
That's
but when they were talking about that, when they were talking about that race last week on your show about the buy-in, they were talking about 28 inch tire, no W, no wheelie bar, nothing this, nothing. It's just like, wait a minute, now you just eliminated a lot of cars.
Exactly.
I want to know what the advantage or disadvantage is. If my car, let's just say my car runs 850s and I got a wheelie bar, and your car runs 850s without a wheelie bar, there's really no disadvantage there.
No, there's no really disadvantage.
If I take my wheelie bars off, then I'm at the disadvantage.
So the guy with the wheelie bar, like I said, go back to say a lot of them guys can stick the foot a little bit better, a little bit harder than those that don't have it. And a lot of guys are intimidated by that, but you know.
Right.
That's the reason why they're putting them stiffs on it like that. But for the time, it's a little different than the 28 stiff and the 28W. You know, it's just about like a quarter inch different to me in the tire.
Right.
On each side. So there's no real difference in the tire. I mean, it all them cars a minute to have been away just about. So I don't know why they don't want a W to run. You know, as long as it's 28, that's the way it should be. Either 29, that's the way it should be. Yeah, what a W or still. I mean, I think they catering to the guy that can't run a W or ain't got enough power for a W. But it doesn't matter. We run them any way they want to. With a stiff side. I don't run a stiff tie. I run a regular 28 with an inner tube. That's stiff enough sidewall to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, now, if I was on the other side of the coin where I didn't have a wheelie bar and somebody else did, and I would say, look, you can go ahead and keep your wheelie bar on, but you know it's going to cost you some space. I'm going to need some space to compensate how hard as you leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know everybody wants to try to race everybody heads up and nobody wants to give up something, but if someone came to me and said, well, you got that bar, I at least need to move, or I need the back tire, or I would consider something, depending on the car and all that stuff, but at least he's not saying, hey, make your car unsafe here. I know the goal is, I like to race head up. I'm not one of those bracket kind of guys that I just don't know how to do that. I don't know how to lift or nothing like that. But for the most part, I want to be safe, but I still want to go fast, man.
Exactly.
You always want to race somebody fast.
Yeah, I feel you on that. I would definitely, a lot of guys probably would ask for something, We got a guy that got them saying he got 28 and with the ball. I told him I didn't care. He can do it. It's just each his own, really. So I know what I can 60-foot like. A lot of guys probably ain't got 60-foot that I have. So that's the reason why I don't care. And that's the reason why I say I'm my FB is up when he come down here.
Yeah.
Well, can we get Ben on the phone? Can anybody get Ben on the phone?
Ben might not left the truck yet. He might just not be leaving because, they haul two cars, so they got to get two cars on the trailer and all that stuff. Maybe he just now. I just left about 30 minutes ago, so Biz might not be done made it out of there yet.
Can I ask Drag a question? Drag, you've been racing.
Sir.
I heard, sir, you've been racing, and all of you have been racing, let's just say, 25 years or more?
Oh, yeah, well, way longer than that, bro.
Way longer than that.
I got 37 years of driving.
Can we get your input on what Taylor was talking about? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm old school, bro. I ain't taking nothing off. I'm going to set my car up to tear the concrete up. You understand what I'm saying? And it's going to have them wheelie bars on there to keep it down. Ain't nothing else to talk about with me. I'm not taking it off.
So, as I'm saying, if a guy, if there's a guy who doesn't have them, if you don't have them, you're saying, hey, if I can do it, let's get down.
Well, I don't judge a dude by what he got on his car. I judge by what I think he can run.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Without wheelie bars, if he can run 4 flat, in a quarter mile, then that's what I base him on. I don't base him on where he got no wheelie bars on, or he got wheelie bars on, or he got 2 carburetors, or he got 3 systems, I just, try to pay close attention to my opponents. If in time runs, I get on that fence and I watch him. I'm a pretty good judge of character on how fast a car can run just by watching him. And I base my run from there. If I feel like I can outrun him, then I'm going to run him. If he got with or without wheelie bars. But if I don't think I can beat him, then I'm going to either leave him alone or see can I get a spot.
Hey, I'd like to get Tyson's intake, but I have one question that we talked about actually I brought up. And I like to butt naked and everyone speak on this one. I have this one question. Drag, butt naked, Tyson, the rest of you guys. Many guys are fasting. But if I came to you talking BS to you, and I ask you to take something off your car, and you tell me no, then I should be. This is my thing. I should respect you for that. But if you come to me and you faster than me, and I ask you to take some, or I ask you to make, can we make it right? Let's just say, can we make it right? Should I be a punk or I ain't shit or whatever?
Well, I wouldn't call you no punk because you don't run a race or whatever, but a lot of that goes with the territory. Jokers say things to get you riled up, to get you to do something dumb or crazy.
Yeah.
That's a part of the territory. So
I'll tell you what, we got the guys out here, the guys that street race out here, bow down. They don't care. They come with pockets full of money, and they'll race. They don't care if somebody's squeezing. Someone's got a turbo. Someone's got this. They flat out just don't care. And They don't have the stuff that we're talking about. They don't have Wheaties bars or nothing like that. They just come flat out. And when you come up and with how we talked about the one time on One Kill, if somebody sets up a raise and then the last minute they want to up it, these guys don't care. They have money on the back burner just in case. You know, they don't care. They have no care in the world what you have. They just want to know if you want to lock in.
I mean, you know, I think that's how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
I think Tyson brought up a good thing last week when he was just saying, you know, if I think I can, you know, run with you, I'm gonna run you. You know, I'm not gonna ask you for nothing, but you know, if I got that where I think I can ask you for something, I'm gonna do it. But you know, I think you'll see a lot of guys saying, you know, well, I can run you, Tyson. I can mess you up. I'm just giving an example, okay? And everybody, you know, if you want to speak on it, it's fine. But you know, Tyson, I can mess you up, but give me this. Tyson said, "Hey, dude, I ain't giving you shit, you know." And then I should respect him, you know. But I can see if Tyson came to me and said, "You know, I'm asking for something," then you know, I said, "Well, Tyson, I'm not as fast as you, but I'm not scared to run you. Can we work something out?"
Right.
You know,
right.
And this is what I'm saying. The game is getting to the point to where, you know, unless we're, you know, I like about Dragon, but yeah, today we won. You know, it's a grudge.
It's
I mean, it's not a grudge. It's a chess game to me.
Grudge racing is street racing, and it's all about the trickery. I done talked dudes in the spot immediately that should have been getting a spot for me. You understand what I'm saying? Right beside them and nip them. I whoop them 2-3 times before they just finally figure out they can't get away. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the trickery, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And then I done ran some races that I knowed I had to lead first and win, you know, and I lead first and beat them. You know what I'm saying? That's all. This is not. Only thing legal about street racing, a grudge racing at the track, is that you're doing it at the track. You make your own rules. The two guys that's racing, y'all come up with your own rules and stipulations. And stipulations is a thing of the new. That stuff just started. This stuff just come into play within the last 5 to 10 years with all these stipulations about you got to be in the lanes at a certain time. You got to run by 4 o'clock. Man, we never did that type of stuff, man. We never did that.
You're right, Frank. We never done that either. I don't like it to the day. I don't either
because if you got 2 cars at the racetrack, I think you should run before the day is out.
Exactly.
They locked in the run.
Exactly. That's how I look at it.
And you know what else,
Drew?
Right.
I think a lot of people use them skills to
you
get free money.
When a person technicality, they try to win on a tech. You see
all
what
the
I'm
time.
Saying? If the clock says 4:01 and you just pulling in there, but you're supposed to have been there at 4 o'clock, then technically you lose.
Right. You lose, right?
Hey, Dre, I'm gonna sum it up for you like this. I don't care what kind of game it is, if it's racing game or street game. Anytime you get in any chumps in the kids in the game, they always fuck it up, don't they?
Yeah, no doubt. But we got to also remember too, bro. We dealing with a bunch of street people. You know, these are all likes from all walks. You know what I'm saying? They hustlers, they players, they pimps. You know, they dealers. They, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you don't have working class in there neither. But I'm saying it's all in the mix. It's everybody in there. You know what I'm saying? And when you dealing with the streets, bro, you know you better be ready. That's all I got to tell you because the streets is cold, but they fair.
I'm an uncle used to tell me they come out a different bag every day.
Yeah.
You better
have some game, partner. If you don't, you're going to get taught some.
You sure got that right.
That's for sure.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
One of the biggest problems that we have, and like I told the other people, we need to have unification because we got two different applications. The South, most of the South is 1/8 mile. Most of the North is 1/4 mile. So with it being that way, I thought that it should be put on the table so that we have a track that's long enough to accommodate both of them because some of them going to change and some of them not going to change. So when you got two different applications all together, it's going to be confusion with that. And then when you have us as being icons, the younger guys behind us, all we can do is tell them, you know, now whether they're going to listen to us and do what we feel like is right and what probably would be best for them, that's a decision that they're going to have to make on their own because of the simple fact that that's the only way we're going to have any togetherness, you know, because of the simple fact that if you got one walking one way and one walking the other way, that's not a unification.
The way to solve that is that when you run in the South, you run the way the South run. When
That's
you
right.
run in the North, you run the way the North run. Plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? You don't go to nobody's house and tell them how to do what to do over there. Likewise. You understand what I'm saying? They come North, you know you're coming over here to North, set your car up to run a quarter mile. If you go South, we go South, we know we got to run 8 miles. Plain
That's
and simple. And that stops all of that, man.
That puts an end to it.
And,
you
know, and the boy from the South, the boy from the South and the boy from the East, they done got to the point where they done start coming North. Okay, so prepare your car to come North, bro. I'm not changing nothing on my car. I got a quarter-mile horse. That's what I have. Now, will I run 8 miles? Yes, but I ain't finna change it to run 8 miles. Whatever it run in the eighth, as I'm headed to the quarter, that's what it run. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I think Drake made a valid point, you know, saying what he just said. You know, it's nothing.
I mean, if you look at
this
way, the South already got us ahead of the game anyway. They have their test all year long.
Well, they got their advantage, right. They have an advantage. That's
right.
I've been telling these guys that for the longest that, you know, these dudes already, like we roll around. Okay, it's just about over with right here, man. It's over with. Today was not a bad day for us. It was like 50-something today. And then after the sun went down, I think it got down in the 40s, which was still fair for us. But we maybe got another 2 or 3 weeks, and it's over with. You understand what I'm saying? Them dudes are still racing. We don't race again until we go to Hub City for Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? These dudes done, if there's anybody that's real racist, such as Butt Naked them, you know what I'm saying? These dudes is constantly putting laps on their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only one thing that we might have an advantage over them going down South after they steady putting their laps on their cars, they may be done, you know, motors might be ready to retire, something like that, you know, break or blow out. But other than that, man, they got the advantage.
Hey, Drake, can I ask you a question? And Butt Naked, if you want to speak on it, whoever else, Larry and Tyson and Tail. So for instance, you're saying we're going down South to Hub City. I'm just giving a scenario. I'm not talking about anything else. We're going to Hub City. Should we, from North, be prepared to run that eighth of a mile, or are we just going to try and gamble and run a quarter mile?
I'm not going a quarter mile down there. I'm not going. They don't prep the quarter mile track. A quarter mile. They prep it 8 miles. I'm going.
So
I'm going 8 miles myself.
Would you, sir? Would you basically what I'm saying is, would you set your car for 8 miles, or are you gonna leave it like it is and do the best you can?
Let me say this to you, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
My setup to go run 8 miles well, might be totally different than everybody else's. Without me telling what I do to improve or enhance my car, I would not do it. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people think they can just change ring gears, change tires and wheels, change tire size, da 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 da. That's totally different than what I would do to set my car to run 8 miles. And in order to do that, it's going to take money to do it. I don't have extra money to do that with. So
yes, sir.
I'm going to perfect my car to run the quarter mile. You understand what I'm saying? Like
yes, sir.
Said, on my way to the quarter, I'll get to the eighth first. So whatever it run, if it run 520, 530 in the 8th mile, then I'm going to have to stay in the 530, 520 league, bro.
Right, right. What you got to say on that?
That's pretty much the same thing. You know, like Macon, they don't have a quarter mile. We only got an eighth down here. But I really, like Drank said, a lot of people ain't got the money, you know, to make them drastic changes like that. I know I don't have it. So when we come back to the North, hey, I'm going to do the best I can.
So, Tyson, can I get your input on that one?
I mean, it's basically, you know, summing up like Drag and, you know, Butt Naked said, you know, it's
you know, whatever, our car is quarter mile car, so whatever I go in the eighth, that's all I got.
If your car stopped in the quarter, bro, and you putting it down, down low, it's going to have a good 8 mile time, too.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Now, like my Camaro that I'm putting together right now, said, I'm setting it up to run a quarter mile. But around here, I'm probably going to run some of the 8 mile stuff, you know. But you're talking about a car with a set of 17-34-5s on it, you know, mm-hmm. and long wheelie bars and all that stuff on it. You know, I'm going to really, really be able to put some heat on it off the starting line.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Well, you know, I made a decision, Jared, to where I was basically taking my car. I wanted to go 8 mile because of the wheelbase, the weight, and, you know, a couple other things, you know what I'm saying? And I basically wanted to do 8 mile, so, you know, I know some guys up in the north are saying, you full of shit, but I'm just, you know, that's just me. I mean, I made my decision, you know, and I got to live with it.
Eighth mile racing is safer all the way around. All the way around. It's safer as far as having something happen to the car, getting loose and crashing. It's safer, you know, on engine wear and tear, you know, tires, everything, all the way around the board. 8 mile. Is a better deal, but you got to remember, we quarter mile guys. We know the first time I found out about an 8 mile track, man, was in probably late 80s. I was in St. Louis and they run 8 mile. I didn't even race because I didn't want to run that shorter distance. We used to run a quarter miles.
Hell yeah! No, I agree with you 100%.
But I'm gonna tell you something. Be honest with you, that dog on 8 mile really looks good after I put my GXP on the roof a few years ago. I ain't trying to stretch it out no 200-something mile an hour no more.
Yeah, that was a beautiful car. I see you bring the car to model one night. Called everybody up.
Yep.
I got a guy here on line with his hand up right now. I know he's got something to say. He wants to chime in on this. G-Shot, your mic is live, baby. What's up?
What's up, fellas? What's up, Dre?
What up, G-Ball? What's up with you, baby?
Nothing, man. Just out trying to make some dollars, man.
Hey, G-Ball, them boys out of Ohio was at 41 tonight with that mob.
Were they?
Yeah, they got there late because he came up and hollered at me, wanted to know how to get through tech and everything. Where was tech at?
That's cool. They do anything?
I didn't see them. You know, because they end up, they wrecked the car pretty bad. And so after that, they was a little bit leery about running the faster car.
Oh, yeah. So did y'all get off? Did Three Lug? Did he
Three
get
Lug
the
got
run
beat.
Plumber
Three
kettle?
Lug ran. Yeah. Three Lug left the line with no nitrous on.
Oh, no.
Yep. Got beat.
Put my shoes up. I didn't really have a lot to say, man. I just called in, heard you was on here, listening in.
All right. You need to go to the zoo, G-Ball.
Yeah, I'm going.
What day you leaving?
I'm gonna try to get down there that Friday, actually.
I got a week on the second, man. That's going to stretch me out really hard. I'm going to have to, you know, keep on rolling up. I wanted to leave early, but this guy I've been knowing a long time, older cat, man, and they're going to have his wake on the second. I got to at least make a showing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
We were asking a question. What do you think about the 8 mile, quarter mile? Should a guy handicap his car to run the 8 mile? Should a eighth mile racer stretch his car out? And, you know, is that a safety issue, or is it just, you know, I mean,
well, you know, man, most of the guys that are running 8 mile, they pretty much are geared to run the 8 mile, so it's kind of hard for them to go and stretch out without re-gearing the car, because, you know, they probably trying to turn the shift light on at the 8, you know,
right.
All the guys down south, you know, And that's another thing I've talked about a lot. I'm stuck right here in the middle, you know. I'm in Kentucky. So if I go north, say if I go to 41 or if I was to go to Detroit or something, they're going to want me to run the quarter. Well, and then I can drive the same 4 or 5 hours south and all the tracks are 8 miles, you know.
Yeah.
Here where I'm at, I can drive 30 minutes and be at a quarter-mile track, or I can drive 30 minutes and be at an eighth-mile track. So, you know, it's rough where I'm at, you know, for me, planning on traveling, you know, and wanting to go to other tracks, it's kind of hard, you know.
Yeah, well, I was
it's definitely safer to the eighth mile instead of the quarter, you know.
Right.
I mean, the speeds are down, less stress on the motor, less chance of kicking a rod out the side of it or whatever.
Right.
You know. You know, just the speed in general, you know. It's definitely safer today.
When you start getting the faster cars, that 8 mile gets to be a little bit more appealing, bro.
Yeah.
Can you basically say if a car could, I mean, that could run versatile to eighth and a quarter, or that's just somewhat impossible?
I mean, most likely if you set it up to run to the quarter, it's going to be just a hair slow to the eighth. But, you know, if you set it up to run the eighth, it's probably going to be a hair slow to the quarter. Just kind of a give or take. I guess you could fall right in the middle, but you wouldn't, you know, in my opinion, you wouldn't cover either one of them to your full potential if you set it up to run both all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Or that's just my feeling. How you feel about it, Dre?
Well, like I was telling him, I said that I'm going to set my car up to run a quarter mile. And whatever it runs in the eighth, that's what it runs. But one thing I guarantee you, it'll lay a number down because it's going to 60 hard. You know what I'm saying? I'm set up to be able to, you know, bring it off the starting line down there with everything I got.
Yeah.
So, you know, big tires, long wheelie bars, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. I mean, I could really pour it on down low.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on one second, guys. We gotta go to the phone lines right now. 708-407-4078. Your mic is live. Who's this?
What's going on, Grudge family? This is Smitty from Set On Cue. How's everybody doing? What's up, Drag? Oh, Smitty, what's going on? Oh, that we just not leaving the mail down out here.
Yeah, I figured. I told him that y'all probably be still at the track.
Hey, did Biz finally get done taking all of his victory laps around, and now you guys locking in and going home?
Yeah, we on the naked on the expressway now.
Really,
be calling in a little bit.
Yeah, we need to speak to that Bills. That Bills is a terrorist, dude.
It held up pretty good today.
Smitty, can you get Bills on the line?
Yeah, I'm gonna get him on the line. Let me call him, Dragon. I'm gonna call you back and have him call in.
Okay.
I just
want
to shout out to everybody in the Grudge world.
Okay,
thank
bro.
You.
Appreciate you.
Hey,
yeah.
I want you to stay on. You know, after you get in touch with Bills, please call back in.
Yeah, you know what I tell you, Drag, what I love about him, man, he calls in every week with a real quick race report. And, hey, you know, they're good guys over there. I love those guys, man. Whether they win or lose, they're always calling in his show giving the race report.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all going to make it to Holly Springs, Drag?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. No, I can't make it to Holly Springs, as a matter of fact, because I got the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't going to make that. And I had, I wasn't 100% set on Holly Springs anyway because I'm trying to just, you know, do the minimum financially. So trying to go to both places and cross over and stuff like that. It's going to take a little money to do it, you know.
I just went through a situation this week with my mom, man. I'm trying to make it in the third, man. I'm just, something just came up. I'm just, man, I'm just, like, upset.
Well, I'm sure Jay and them understand, bro. You know, things come up every day with different people, man. You know, we want to do things. Sometimes we just not be able to do it. if this wasn't a grudge ink race, bro, trust me when I tell you, I wouldn't be going.
Yeah, well, Greg, I'm still planning on coming. I had a couple people say, you know, just come on ride with them, but I'm still 100% bringing the car and everything. You know, I just I ended up spending money on the car, having some work done to it to, you know, come down there. And, man, I'm all messed up right now. I'm just, man, my stepdad did some stuff to my mom, man, you know, nothing. Just some financial stuff, and it just got my mom all upset right now, and I got to help her out before I can leave.
Yeah, well, I understand that, man. Understand that.
Hey, does anybody have any? But Nate, you got anything locked in for on the 3rd? Still there, Bud Naked?
Yeah,
I'm on mute.
I had on mute, so y'all don't have no background noise. I don't have anything locked in. I'm just gonna get in that $2,000 pot race, and that's basically it. But DJ yapping now, my co-host, so hell, if you want to get it on, we can get it on, but I'd rather do it at home than way out of town so the fan can see it.
Whoa.
Well, you know what? If that happens, man, you guys got to set it off enough time for let me get a flight down there because I got to see the Battle of Bama, man.
I
want to see that one. I don't want to hear about that one. I want to see it.
I can't think of who it was, Bud Naked, but I was sitting on the wall today, and some dude was talking about they made a run with a turbo car. It looked pretty good. Talking about, we waiting on DJ Grant. I said, bro, you better know what you're looking for. That's all I got to tell you. They looked at me like I know something. I said, boy, you better know what you looking for. That's all I got to tell you, bro, because DJ Grant got dogs is humming. I watched him in Chicago, and I watched him down there in Macon. Man, that boy there is rolling. He is trolling for real.
Did he make a pass down there?
he made a pass here in Chicago.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, he ain't no joke, but, you know.
They going to find out, you know what I'm saying, joke look real fast by itself.
Alabama ain't big enough for both of them, you know. Yeah, see, Ben won that race tonight. I would like to congratulate Ben on winning that race. But I sure hope he called up the pack now. From five.
Oh, you and him, you and Ben's gonna run?
We locked in on the 3rd.
Oh, man.
Man, we locked in on the 3rd.
Your car, turbo car, Natchez car, Bud Naked.
I'm gonna show them what a Natchez can do to a pro charger.
Hey, Bud Naked. All I got to tell you, bro, you better be able to hustle. You better be in a hustle, Bud Naked, because that ugly black summer gun there ain't doing nothing but heading yonder ways he got. I'm telling you, in a hurry.
You know, no disrespect, none whatsoever. I respect every man as a man. But when he come down here fucking around, he let them ball hang. I'm going to thump the motherfucker. Now, you're the man in the ball. Woo! Don't hit him just like that.
What? Away from a nitrous car tonight. I'm talking about a good nitrous car. Run away from it.
See, I don't know what kind of car you ran, but hey, he ain't ran a car no Baptist, he ran a car with me.
Okay, well, hey, that's what make racing, bro. Some say they do, some say they don't.
I used to have a saying, but I quit saying that because, you know, it brings trouble. Folk mistake it out of character, but. I'm going to say that one more time because I'm on a new show. There are two things you can't beat in racing. Cubic inches and cubic dollars, and God damn it, I got both of them. With that being said,
hey, guys, hold on one second, guys.
We're going to have Vince on the phone in a minute.
Listen up, everybody. Listen up. I got the money man himself on the phone right now. Vince. I'll let you, boy. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? I'm just chilling, man. I'm almost way home. I'm trying to count this 10,000, but I keep getting stuck on like 9,875. I'm looking for the other 100. I'm looking for the other money, man. Where it go?
Oh, man.
Where it go?
Hey, listen, Biz, I put a phone call in down to San Diego Chargers. I told them to get you in the organization because you're the only one winning right now.
Yeah, you know. I got to give a shout-out to my driver, man, because, you know, he cutting that tree and he getting on down through there. And X.XXET at X.XX mile an hour. And, you know.
That's a lot of X's, baby.
There's a lot of X's, man. It's a lot of X's. But,
Bills, you know, we got two songs in the song tonight. You got Butt Naked and You.
Man, I'm going to beat the hell out of Butt Naked, man. I can't, man, listen. Them two weeks. Hey, but first, before I say that, man, I got to give a shout-out to my Settle Kill crew because they make it look easy. I don't have to do much but just sit back and go to the 8th mile and, you know, just look at my car, put these buses on these other cars. But as for Butt Naked, we locked in. On $500 or $1,500 or better, head up, pro tree, flip for lane choice, and be in the staging lanes by 3 o'clock. And I would say if we in the staging lanes by 3, and if we cutting on above by 3:30, in approximately 5 or 6 or seconds, I'm going to turn on that W, and I'm going to collect my money, and then we can get back up there because he going to say he had a problem and this happened or that happened. But we're gonna get back up there. I'm gonna let him get a chance to get his money back.
And
when we get there, I wish he put the belt up so I could bring that belt back up to Chicago. But I know he ain't gonna put it up because but Nick is the type of person that's gonna sleep with the belt right now. He's sleeping with that belt. You know. He done got it his own crib, done got his own blanket. And hugging that belt.
Hey, man. You know you're coming down, right?
I'm coming down, so I'm coming to the dirty.
They're going to be
in the Settle Kill crew.
I'm going to tell you something that you probably ain't never heard of North too much. He's going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing when y'all come down.
You sound like Tate says that. That's what Tate be saying.
Believe it,
hey,
man.
You know what I'm going to be? I told him that you're in a hurry. I just told him that you was in a serious hurry now.
Yeah.
You know what?
Just remember that, because you was in a hurry.
I might have a funeral section over there. I might have a casket with a diamond out with a name rolling, a kid named Biz. I might call my funeral home directly, guys. Can you put a tin up? Bring me a casket.
Hey, man.
All that.
Won't you put that belt up?
Hey, I ain't put my belt up. That's a long way to come get it back. Anything happens.
Hey, I guarantee you ain't got to come back up north. I guarantee you ain't got to come back north up here to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll meet you over in Mississippi and Hattiesburg.
I just won my belt. I'm not going to put it up here.
I
made you out a little bit.
Yeah. You lucky it ain't 30 days because I'll call
you
out.
You don't want $15,000 last half 45 to 60 days. I hope you bring more than $1,500 down because you locked in on 15 or better. I hope it be better, you know.
Oh, well,
the
only reason I said 1500 or better because we got like 6 or 7 races locked in. So, you know, you got to keep the
best. Well, let me be the first one before you run into my legs.
I'm going to stick some meat in you first.
You're going to be the first. Because, boy, when that train go by, you're going to say, what the hell were they? A nitrous car?
Hey, man, you gonna say that damn boost car. I ain't supposed to run no boost car.
You know what? I'm a racer, bitch. I ain't scared of damn boost car. You know,
mm-hmm.
A lot of guys.
I ain't scared of 800, 900, 1,000 cubic inch big block on nitrous.
Well, it is what it is, you know. It's just like when you meet a girl. A lot of niggas scared to pull the dicks out when they put it in. I ain't. Well, they got a little one up big one. I'm going to lay it on their back. And going on.
I hear you. We're gonna let it do what it do.
But
in the meantime, between time, I do want to get
whoever you bring with you. I'm trying to have enough food for everybody. So we're gonna let her have a good time, regardless.
Oh, we're gonna have a good time, Butt Naked. We bringing the whole Set on Kill posse. And not only Set on Kill, we bringing the North. And I want to give a shout out to my man Donye with the big block with the multiple systems. Little Junior, we were passing so fast. It was a good race. I just want to thank him for putting me on the map. And Butt Naked, what I do to you is gonna be uncivilized.
I can't wait. I love a challenge. You know what I'm saying? These cowards down here, a lot of them, I ain't gonna say all of them, but a lot of them, they hate us and they cowards. But I'm gonna tell you something. Everything that good up north comes from down south. Remember that.
Oh yeah. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my wife for making some good gumbo today. Good jambalaya.
Yes, sir.
We ate good. Oh.
You didn't tell us you did that. We
can. Oh, man.
Let's go ahead,
sir.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
You have me taken care of,
man.
You ain't right.
Hey, man, listen. We brought the jambalaya out. We put it out for everybody to get some. But with so many people rushing to get it, we had to put it back in the temple. Then I see my man, Drag. I said, Drag, you better come in and get some of the jambalaya, man, because I don't think it's going out. I think Bag got the last cup.
So did. And knocked it straight off.
So did.
Hey, I'm going to say this, man. It looked good. We ate good. We had fun. And we took them boys' money.
I told him, man. No offense, and I'm not talking about you. I just got to tell you, Biz is in a hurry, man. He is in a hurry to get to that fit to that 8 mile. So you better be in a hurry. That's all I got to tell you.
Hey, well, all I can tell Biz is if it's running out the way by the 60-foot, when we get outside that 60, if he ain't in front of me, he ain't going to drive around me.
Hey, Butt Naked, I'm going to tell you like I tell all my nicest friends. If we hit.
Say what that? Yo.
Oh, we lost.
He might drop coming from 41. Let's give Beers and Butt Naked. We'll hold up on them. Let them finish. When they get the floor, we'll let them have it. But we got more people on the line, Tim?
No, we got, we're good, man. Don't worry about it. Biz is lying. He just dropped. He'll be right back. Biz wasn't done talking. He still got some more wind in his lungs, baby. He ain't done talking yet.
Yeah, I didn't know we had some more people on, you know. So
yeah, he coming through Indiana. Certain areas, you run into like dead spots where your phone don't really work that well. So that might be what done happened to Biz.
He probably hit
up
Verizon. That's why he hit the
dead spot. Yeah, or either this doggone T-Mobile like I got. That's something we're going to get to the track. You can't do nothing but get text messages.
That's what I got. T-Mobile also. T-Mobile.
Yeah, that joke ain't that good over in Indiana.
Boy, I'd be glad when the third come. I want Biz like a hog won't slop.
Woo-wee. Wait. I have to be more careful.
Leroy on the phone. You lay on the phone?
Larry on the phone? Yeah, Larry on. We was talking earlier.
Hey, Larry.
Larry just probably on.
Biz just on fire right now, man. I mean,
you want to know something, Tayo? That summer gun is making good runs. You know, Biz had some issues one while back, a couple years ago. You know, and he struggled. But I'm telling you, he got his act together. That joker is making good runs every run, and Ron is driving the hell out that car, boy.
Ron is doing an excellent job. I want to say this: that young man is doing an excellent job driving. You know,
yes, he is. He's driving that car.
Butt Naked driver too. So you know, I'm just saying that I'd like to give a shout out to Ron. Met him, shook his hand, talked to him in the north and great the south. We talked for a quick second. You know. We were all parked together up there, me, Drag, and where's my buddy Leon at, man?
Leon was out today. He keep knocking the tires off down low, but I think it's time for him to put some more tires on there. I think he done knocked the sidewalls out of there.
How long do you run the tires, Drag, before you change them?
Well, the problem with Leon, he bought a set of tires that he got from somebody else, so he really don't know the life on them. You know, and then the tires look good on the flat part with the inspection holes, but a lot of times guys be done knock the sidewalls out the tires, man, and they think they look good because they got a big rubber inspection, But, you know, the sidewalls are gone.
Drag, you bring up an excellent topic. Because remember when we were down there and I was talking to you? And, you know, we were trying to figure out what's wrong with my car. But, you know, that might be a small tire car I got, but I do have to change the tires every year. I do. I have to.
That's small tires is worse than big tires, bro.
What tires do y'all change them every year? Once a year?
Them tires got to be wore out every year. You know, when I had a little tire car, I was putting tires on it every 11 to 13 runs.
Y'all need to come see me then, because I pull my tires on every 8 pass. I put a new set on.
This is what I'm explaining to you guys, and that's why I'm explaining to people. You know, some people get on these phones, get the woofing and stuff. But, you know, some of us, you know, I want to say, you know, who's on this phone right now? Tyson, Drag, but we don't have sponsors. You know, we don't have nobody help. We're doing this stuff on our own, you know?
You're right.
I'll be honest with you. I can go through 2 sets of tires in a year, in a season, if I'm really coming down with it.
But you know, your car is not no high horsepower car that's really right. Abusing the tires. You know, and I'm not taking away from your car talking about it. When I speak about a car eating tires that soon, when you got a little tire like that, and then you got them stretched out on a minimum 12 wheel to 14 inch wheel. You know, and you putting all that power to them, it knocks the sidewall out of them. That's what go away in the tires.
Sure does.
The bottom of the tires. It's not the inspection hole. It's still as deep as it was when you bought them in 10
months. All that wrinkling.
It knocks the sidewall. Right. It knocks the sidewalls off the tire. The sidewalls is the strength of the tire. If you don't have no strength in the tire, then you ain't going to do nothing but rattle them.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, guys, listen, I gotta take another caller right now calling in from straight out of SoCal, baby. Your mic is live. Who we got on the phone?
Yes, Chad, Rich, Outlaw 85 on the phone.
What's happening, baby?
No, just chilling, man. I'm trying to trying to get in this grudge shit, but we don't got anybody on the West Coast that really gets down like that. I'm trying to probably make a trip out to Alabama after probably around Thanksgiving weekend. Trying to get going on. Maybe some shit in Texas, Alabama. I don't know, man. I'm just.
Jay Barnes said they got a race in. They got a big race in at. Bobby Wildchild track in Georgia for Thanksgiving.
Matter of fact, he did say that. So you know, he's got a little Mustang, with a rat on that little baby 8.5-inch tire. I mean, I got a 10.5. I can throw it in, do some full quarter shit, or stay on the 8.5 and just run an 8th mile, whatever.
Georgia.
Have some fun, get to some new tracks, meet some new people.
That's what's up.
Well,
Hey, man, let me say something to you. We glad you called in, you know, but you got Big Drag on the phone tonight. You got Tyson from Detroit. You got Big Drag from Chicago. You got Brett Luckett from Alabama.
All the way naked.
I'm sorry. Oh, you know what? Hey, Tyson, I'm sorry, sir. Can you do his introduction? I'm sorry. I apologize to you.
You got it right. That's
you got to put Champ in front of that now.
Can I start over again? Since Tyson gave me permission, we have the Champ on the phone from Alabama with the belt.
Yes, sir.
If you would love to, he would love to speak with you. And we're glad you called in from the West Coast, man. We've been loving for you guys, and we have a good conversation with you guys when you guys call in.
That's the problem is most of the time, you know, East Coast guys don't want to come to West Coast guys don't want to go to the East Coast, and shit never really works out, and the East-West shit never really gets handled. I'm not coming on here trying to say I'm the fastest motherfucker in the world because I ain't nowhere near that. But I got a car that works good, and I mean, fuck it, I'm willing to travel and have some fun.
Hey, what you got?
Chad, I'll tell you right now, Chad. What we're trying to do is get some of these boys out here to come out to California, come play with us out here,
And we're in the works right now of renting a space out here to get a track down. So we got a lot of things in the work with that. And
okay.
Grudging's been helping us out a lot. And these guys are all good guys. But they got a race going on. I know it's probably late notice for you, but they got one going on November 3rd in Macon, Georgia.
November 3rd in Georgia? Man, I'd have to do a flip around trip because I'm trying to I'm gonna be at Streetcar Super Nationals the 15th to the 18th.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna be out there too. So you know it's
what's that, Vegas?
Try to get you out of Vegas. Try to get some of you guys to come out and come see that. See out here, but yeah, we're working on these. Next year, I know they got a lot of things going on. I know I'm going to be hopping down there and trying to attend some of these races out.
Well, hey, Chad, you caught in a good night. You got some of your big promotion. You got Big Drag. You got a Butt Naked, and you got Tyson on the phone on the East Coast. You know, and you let these guys here so they can they can get back to the president and we can get this thing going.
Oh man,
The thing we got going, Chad, and I've been meaning to get with artists and other artists jumps out there from time to time and putting four or five cars together and go running out there with these guys.
I'm real tight with artists. I was just hanging out with them in Vegas 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I haven't called them. I talked to him a couple times, but because I know he was headed out. I think.
I think he was heading out to I think that was that the Lights Out race?
I think that's what it was. Yeah, he was heading down there and he had some, I guess, Arizona or someplace. He turned around and came back. He had to come back.
Mm-hmm.
But
one thing about
what's that?
I said one thing about it, they money spend good too.
Yeah.
Everybody's money spend the same, man. No matter who you take it from, they're all spend the same.
Their money spend good too. Come on, guys. We miss y'all already. Come on, guys.
So, Chad, we'll get together, Chad, and we'll figure out some cars and get some guys together out here that, do what we do, and maybe we'll take a road trip down there and come play with them boys.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm down, and if you don't have my number, Artis has got my number. You can get a hold of me through him or whatever. Get something worked out.
Yeah.
I'm always down. The most fun I ever had on the West Coast racing was at a freaking one of those grudge fests up in Sacramento.
Yeah, they had that one about a month ago or month and a half ago.
Yeah, I think the last one was about a month and a half ago.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of those guys, but had them call down here. And set something up, but that was like pulling teeth. But
Tyson, we're trying to get somebody from the West Coast won't come here and fuck with us on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Everybody on the West Coast wants to come down. We just ain't got all that long money like you guys got over there, man.
We just gotta get our guys together.
It doesn't look like we got long money. We ain't got no long money.
We got Big Drag on the phone tonight. We got Tyson.
And every time you hear me say something, I'm telling you about I got the budget. So if you call that
phone,
I hate to know what short is.
We just got good swag to make it look like we got long paper over here. Trust me.
500s on the outside, 101s on the inside.
It's all good, man. We have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? And we love to get with the guys from the West Coast and have a hell of a time. And right now we've been getting with the guys from North invading the South and the North South invading the North and we're having a good time. But
hold on one second. We got another caller trying to chime in right now. I want to get before they hang up. Chad, you must have woke up everybody out here, man, because Callie's calling in right now.
That's how I get
down.
310-8518. Who we got on the phone?
It's Bow Down Racing right here.
Oh, man, get your ass out the phone. Tyson, take care of it.
I had to post it up and get people to call in. I got Chad to call in. We're going to have to go down there and take care of this East Coast shit.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. We got to wind it up and go down there, take some of the money and make
y'all come down here.
City.
We'll be bought out. I'm going to be bought out.
My boy in Alabama was telling me about a potential big North versus South grudge race in Alabama in November. You guys got any information on that?
Yes, it's in Atlanta. It's in Georgia. It's at Macon, Georgia. It's in Macon, Georgia on the 3rd.
So it's going to be early November. Okay.
That's a grudge ink race.
Oh, that's going to be a grudge ink race? So there's going to be some good coverage on that one.
Oh, yeah. They'll have big time shootout and everything.
The reason why we're having so early is everybody go in and vote for Obama.
What date is that one running?
November the 3rd, just one day. But, I mean, you can come a couple of days in advance, and if you need some time on the track, I'm sure Jake can work something out with you guys.
One thing about it,
y'all will get entertained. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. it's just we'd like to get entertained and then probably come back with full pockets instead of empty pockets.
We're gonna give y'all gas money to come home. We ain't gonna do you like that now.
We're gonna take your guys' gas money to get home from the track.
Y'all going to eat good, and we're going to make sure y'all get safely home.
Oh, we're going to eat good off your money. We're going to eat real good off your guys' money.
We're going to feed you now. That's one thing about us.
We'll be nice enough. After we beat you, we'll even take you out to eat so you don't feel so bad.
That's called California speciality.
We'll go ahead and take care of you.
Well, you know, after y'all come from California, y'all have to go out there. I'm going to put a whole hog in the ground and cook it out there. Well, y'all ain't got to go nowhere. That's that Southern hospitality.
One at a time, guys. One at a time. Go ahead.
What's the track that is out on the 3rd?
Bada, my friend. They're good people. I was just saying, Bada, you know, y'all talking to a champ on the phone.
Okay, that's fine. We're going to have to see. We'll have to bring the cars out and check it out.
Well, talk to him, man. Don't be scared.
What's the track that the race is on in Georgia on the 3rd so I can look it up? Get some map quest.
Macon Dragway.
Which one?
Macon Dragway. Macon, Georgia.
Macon, Georgia.
Macon Dragway.
Yeah.
But what them CPR boys? They talk all that shit on the internet, but you the only one to get on this phone. I'm going to give you your respect. He's a bad man from California. You the only one to get on the damn phone. That damn CPR, they won't get on the phone for shit. Talk more shit than a little bit.
Man. Yeah, never lied about that one.
I had to take care of the CPR boys. That's why I'm getting on the phone so I can get out there and take care of you guys, too.
It ain't going to be that easy.
It's gonna be pretty easy. If we get enough of the West Coast guys up there, we're gonna handle what we gotta handle. I'm gonna even bring an import out there so show you guys how the West Coast really does it.
You gotta talk to Butt Naked. Butt Naked on the phone. Butt Naked. He's got an import for you.
Man, we got some bad stuff right now. They was in Phoenix City the other Sunday. Good God Almighty, them boys are riding. You hear me?
What kind of car do you have?
It's an Integra. I got an Integra and I got two Camaros.
These boys got Monsters. They got all kind of Monsters with them rotary engines in them, turbo. And they had a Toyota Corolla the other night.
West Coast was just down. We just went down to the English town with the imports and took one of the records home. So we were in English town a couple weeks ago.
You bring that slow shit out here. If you was out there, you should have came down south or up north.
Wait a minute. They got to start out east and then make one swing on the way home and pick up everything on the way home so when they get back to Cali, everything's all here.
Hey, tell. Now you really got it going on tonight. You got the East Coast against the West Coast. East Coast against the West Coast. And we got the champ on the phone. Ain't nobody showing me respect yet. We got Buck Neck on the phone.
Well, Tao got his chest pumped out tonight, boy.
Wait a minute. Yeah,
doesn't he? Boy, anytime he quiet as a church mic.
You don't want to scare the cows out when you run down the hill. You just want to walk down the hill and fuck a ball. You want to run down there and fuck one.
That's it. They all got their fence on, right?
Walk down and fuck them all. That's right.
Hey, Kev.
Yes, sir.
Kev. They all got that fence on, right?
Uh huh.
Hey, got a Pinto tailgate?
Yes,
a Pinto. You better get quit with that Pinto tailgate.
That's everybody knows what
that
I have. Ain't that the car Eddie had on Friday, next Friday, the convertible? That's the one he got?
You better slow your roll out there. Wait, you got that Pinto going all of a sudden at your house now, or what?
Hey, I'm here. Now, hold on, man. Now, you got the baddest man out of Chicago on the phone, besides Leroy. You got Big Drag on the phone.
Okay.
Say hi to Big Drag. We're going to get on.
What's up, Big Drag?
What's happening, fellas? What's going on?
How you doing tonight?
Just listening, man. Just listening.
Okay.
Don't bark too loud.
If you bite, you'll bite back.
Yeah. I don't bark loud. I just pay attention, very observant.
Okay. I'll do the shit talking when I get out there. We'll have to get something going.
Now
hold up. I want to clarify some things real quick. Now, it's one thing, we get some cars. Now, the West Coast cars are a little bit different from the East Coast and down south.
West Coast is scary.
Thing is we don't want to drive 2,000 miles and then you get there and then these limitations that we talk about, we want to be able to run our cars how they're set up.
Ain't nobody scared of no Pintos.
How about a Mustang?
Ain't nobody scared of no Mustang.
Let's get something straight out.
We got a couple of West Coast guys that are talking about making a. I got it up on MapQuest right now. A 2,286 mile tow.
And tow, dude, a couple times out here.
So we make this tow out to the East Coast. When are we going to get some East Coast guys over to get their asses busted on the West Coast?
Hey, I'm telling you right now. You got the man on the phone. If it's something that you feel furbished about, talk to Chad.
Chad, right after we take their money, they'll come out west to come get it.
Okay, right after you grab my money, you use my money for gas to come back out here, right?
Well, that's the thing, Chad. They're not going to take our money. We're going to take their money there. Then they're going to come over here, and we're going to have to give them gas money to go back home.
See, one thing about us.
We
like pit bulls. Once we latch on to your ass, we ain't letting go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to latch on. You're gonna latch on after we grab that money. You're gonna be like, "Fuck! I can't let this fool go. We gotta follow him back and grab our money back." But it's not gonna happen.
Hey, it's just like this, man. You can go ahead and be that pit bull, but you gotta latch on. You gotta catch us to latch on.
But it's real simple. I can stick a finger up a pit bull's ass and he'll let go right away.
Leroy. Larry, get Leroy on the phone.
You thinking what?
I said get Leroy on the phone.
Leroy always talks about that.
Leroy,
he gonna use Leroy's word.
After Leroy beats you, he says he's gonna stick a finger in your ass too.
hey, man, I love when you do that pit bull let go sometimes. Either that or a garden hose in his mouth.
Garden hose. Oh man, come on now. Man, y'all just respect. We got the champ on the phone. We got the champ. Oh, man, where's Bills? Can somebody get Bills on the phone?
Oh,
get Bills back on the phone.
Hey, Biz might still be talking on the phone thinking he's still plugged in. He might not know that he got disconnected. He's still talking.
Biz counting that money.
Hey, Chad, you on Facebook right now?
Can be. They got like fucking 15 notifications.
Yeah, go. Hey, y'all West Coast boys, send y'all little private messages to get fucked up.
No, there's people on here that we trying to get on the show. Polo's on there. Polo's on there, and he's like, we listening to the show and telling them to get on here and fucking talk.
Hey, look, you know what y'all guys did tonight? I respect for both of you guys. Y'all just turned into a good show.
Hold on,
they scared to get on here, because if they get on here, I'm on their ass, we go.
Hold up, man. Listen, hold up. Anybody listening right now, in case you don't see that number, it's 347-215-9989. Dial that number. Represent Southern California so we can blow these guys up.
They scared. They better not call me.
Ain't nobody. Hey, you know what? The only reason why half these guys don't call because they're out busy racing on Saturday night.
No, they're
in now.
They're scared.
No. We don't see our shit stays ready. We're ready for you. But look, here's the other problem.
Hold on. You different, dude. I'm gonna give you respect.
Hold on.
The difference is we're ready on the West Coast. But you guys say the same about us out there. But see, we're willing to make that leap and go out there. But we gotta see that you guys ain't scared to come out here and get your ass busted out here too. You know what I mean?
I think we should get butt naked and dressed up.
We one call. That's all. Call us up.
You said the wrong thing. Hey, bye now, you my boy. You know we cool, but. We got butt neck on the phone. You better give us butt neck on the phone.
Hold on.
Say champ. Butt naked. You got to say champ. That's a champ.
Okay. All right, champ. So then let's meet halfway and let's get this race cracking.
Halfway.
I'll go halfway.
Like,
we meet halfway at the track somewhere and we can get these races cracking.
What kind of car y'all got, man? Y'all got a stock suspension car, or a ladder bar, full link, whatever.
All my cars are stock suspension. My Honda's stock suspension. Both my Camaros are stock suspension.
I got a Mustang stock suspension on an 8.5-inch tire.
Stock style type suspension. Which one is it?
I got Caltrax suspension,
all factory locating points. I get the 50-pound weight breaking out light 5 for fucking all stock suspension.
Wheelie bars, no wheelie
bars. No wheelie bars.
Nope, no wheelie bars on mine. I got stocks. I got Caltrax on my 70s Camaro, and all I got is solid bars on my 99 Camaro.
Well, I'm going to tell you like Frank.
Get your ass over here, and down on your ass we go.
I'm going to tell you like Frank Lucas, my man. You my man.
We got a couple cars that are on an 8.5-inch tire that want to, you know, come back east.
I was really hoping that more East Coast guys were going to show up for Streetcar Super Nationals in Vegas.
You said a motherfucker
in Vegas to cut the fucking clocks off. I bet you get a couple people come out there. You get a bunch of guys come out there.
They turned the weights way down. They turned the weights and shit way down and the restrictions way down for Vegas. The only restriction that a lot of people aren't going to like for Vegas is there's no Hoosier 8.5 allowed in Vegas.
Oh,
You can only run the Mickey Thompson. Hold on, Kevin. Take a leave.
And like my car with the rat single plate has to be 3,050 in Streetcar Super Nationals in Vegas, which I think is pretty similar to the weights that you guys run at back east. So it's not like normally when the back east guys come to the West Coast, they always got to be way heavy, and then they just can't put down a number because they're not used to running that heavy.
Now, at
Streetcar Super Nationals, you guys will actually be able to be light and race at your weight that you guys are used to racing at back there, and race at a badass drag strip. And it's an excuse to go to Las Vegas too. I mean, what the hell else is that for?
Now, see, the only problem with that is, since we grudge racing, it's kind of hard. You know, a lot of us don't like to race cars that don't show their time.
Yeah. No, I understand that 100%.
I'm sure that Mel, if we had enough cars out there, I'm sure Mel would put in a little class to do something like that and have them shut the lights off.
Oh yeah,
I know, I can almost guarantee for sure that Mel is down for that, because I had that set up at the last PSEA race I went to in Vegas, and it was just a regular PSEA race. It wasn't even anything big like Streetcar Super Nationals. And I had it set up to where he was going to let me get a grudge race off with a friend in the middle of rounds.
Right.
You know what? Maybe, hey, Chad, I'm leaving tomorrow because I'm going to Hawaii. But when I get back into town, maybe me and you sit down with Mel and work something out with one of these races. And maybe Callie might be a little too far from the come, but maybe we could all meet up in Vegas.
Hey, everyone on here that's not from the West Coast, what are you guys scared to show your time for? We're not going to get scared of the cars. I don't care if you guys think they don't
show their times, because that's not how they get down back there.
That's just plain and simple.
Every grudge car you see back east has a big old NT on the window.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not worried about the time. I don't care what it runs. We're still going to race it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't matter for us on the West Coast as much as it does on the East Coast, because you already know about how it gets down out here. You get one or two street races and it's a wrap. You know those motherfuckers keep it cracking all year round. No, I give the East Coast mad respect as far as it goes to grudge racing and shit. You guys get down. You guys don't fuck around.
Oh yeah, out here you. Out here, they'd only get one or two races, and that's it, like we have, so.
Well, we're trying to get this knee-deep now, so, you know.
He said we get one or two races. What are you talking about?
That's all we get. We busted CPR's ass after that.
CPR ain't shit, man. Fuck them.
We busted their ass, and then all of a sudden... We can't get no other races. It's just a little crazy.
Where's that checkmate car? That's kind of halfway
CPR affiliated.
Yeah, that's not really a CPR car.
Yeah.
That's more Pooh's personal car.
Piece of shit. Pooh's got some people's fake ass motor on there. That's slow shit.
Wait, hold up. Let's not talk about cars, because they're not here. Leave them alone.
I got a 70s Camaro.
A 70? Okay.
Yeah, I got a 70s Camaro and I got a 99 Camaro.
Okay.
Well, CPR's got a 99 Camaro, a black one. It runs pretty good.
One of them got a CPR.
Basically, guys, following from the West Coast is not to put you on the spot, but shut the fuck up about CPR, they ain't shit.
I don't disagree with you on the CPR shit.
I don't
disagree with you on that a little bit.
You know what, man? I love you guys. You guys are good people, man. We're on this show, man. We show respect and give respect.
You better be quiet. CPR call you out.
No, trust me. I ain't worried about them. I call them out every day. You know, I'm a fill-in. I'm assuming that you're talking about CPR because you saw that National Geographic show, right?
No, sir.
Remember,
I heard about this. Oh,
remember the white boy with no shirt on with the tattoos that was doing the fucking commentary during the show?
No, hold on. I heard about that show. We heard about that show. I think Tyson was the one who might have caught it and seen it because he spoke on the show about a month ago or something. And
what's
I really
that?
Can't speak. You know, Tyson. Ask Tyson that question. Tyson, Detroit. Chicago. I mean, not Chicago, but California. They have some street racers out there who was. Or,
oh, yeah, I've seen that on that. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. So,
okay, yeah. So you seen that show? You remember the white guy with no shirt on with the tattoos that was doing the commentary, skinny white boy?
Right, right.
That like basically didn't have a shirt on during the whole show.
Well, the whole show, right?
That's who you're talking to.
Oh, okay.
He was at the shop, but he's not from
the
CPR.
I'm the skinny white boy that didn't have no shirt on during the show.
They called me over there because those guys
couldn't get their roll cages and shit done, so they called me over there to finish up the roll cages.
I think I was in a Mustang or something.
Yeah, in the Mustang.
Right, at 65 or something they had.
Yeah, 65.
Yeah, the guy that at the end of the show went and uncovered the red 67 Camaro.
Right, right.
That's me. That's who I am.
Oh, okay. I was talking about that.
The owner's not really down to race it. I'm trying to buy it off of him just because he won't race it, and it's a waste of a car just sitting there. It's a real nice fucking car, and it's just sitting there not doing nothing. It's a damn shame.
Yeah, who owns it?
Khan, the Asian dude.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
Tito. Bam, bam.
We know you don't own that motherfucker slow shit.
What's that?
We know you don't own that slow piece of shit.
Which one? The one he's talking about?
That slow ass 67 they got there.
Now, who was the guy that they ran early that night that had the small block Camaro 67 that put it on them, that little Mazda they had?
Oh, no, that was a 70s Camaro. That was my Camaro.
Oh, okay. That was
a
70? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bow down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you going to come to Macon?
Well, I might have to talk to a couple of my people over here and see. We might make it out there.
Can I use this man, please? G-Shot, you want to go for show, man? Go ahead and do your thing.
Nah, man. I was just wondering. I was thinking if they was going to come out, we could lock in something. I'll try.
All right, we're going to have to see. I'm going to talk to some people. I'll give you – well, I'm going to call in next week, and I'll let you know. We can probably lock something up.
Man, why the fuck are you going to lock something up with a car you don't even fucking goddamn know, you crazy motherfucker?
You know
me, I'm but I sure as fuck ain't a lamb to the slaughter.
That's how we get out of a street car
you don't know no goddamn better.
Let me ask you something. How many people have we raised that we shouldn't have, and we don't give a fuck?
Well, yeah, but the difference is that was on the street. This is going to be at the track where both cars are going to hook.
Hey,
that's not always true.
I just told these guys earlier when we were talking about safety and stuff like that, and I told them I made mention about Bow Down. I said they really don't care who they race. They're going to race. They come out. They got money in their pocket. They're going to race. They don't care what you have on your car, who you are, what you got. They're going to race. And they're not afraid. And that's what I was telling these guys now. Now they're hearing it from Jonathan right out the box.
We like that.
I'm not worried about the car. What it really comes down to is you could drive that motherfucker. It all comes down to the driver.
To a certain point.
You can put a
shitty driver in a fucking Outlaw 10.5 car that can barely make an eighth mile pass in it, and he's still going to fuck up the best driver in a 10-second car.
Yeah.
but he'd be like a motherfucker driving it down. He'd be shitting his pants all the way down.
Hold on one second.
Oh, the bat phone's ringing.
What's up? man. I'm on that Grudge Inc. show. I posted it all on Facebook for you to call in. Everyone, Taylor was trying to get everyone to call in.
Taylor, what the fuck are you on the phone?
On the phone.
Hey, Taylor, give me the numbers. 347-215-9989.
They're online listening, Taylor.
They're online?
They're online listening, Taylor.
Jonathan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I lost you for a second. There you are. Okay.
Yeah, no, I picked up the other phone. Chucky was calling. I told him to call in, but.
Hey, Teo, take that my number. And then who is it? The champ that's on here, too? Champ, take that my number. Give me a call. Let's see if we can get something worked out.
Dude, wait a minute.
310.
Wait a minute.
Hold on for a minute. Just 10.
I'm ready. Let's go.
310-683-9897.
What's your name again?
Cash.
Well, Taylor, give me the phone so we can hear what you want to talk about. Like you want to get out. You want to get a bias and hide out.
I ain't worried. I need a vacation anyways. You know, I need to get away from the shop for a little bit. So I figure I can go out to the East Coast. If you guys can't make it out to the West Coast, I just want to go have some fun, meet some new people.
Listen.
Race,
when you get here,
hopefully come home with some money.
We take cash. We take EBT cards. We take bridge cards.
All I carry is cash.
Any means necessary money, we take. So it won't be no problem at the rate.
Hey, buddy, can you get DJ Grant on the phone? Can you get DJ Grant on the phone to talk to these boys?
Hold on.
Let me try to call him then.
Uh-oh, y'all about to get the baddest motherfucker on the phone now.
How do we never get DJ at the beginning of the show so we get our ratings up sky high, man? Wait till we
I tell you
go
what, Bob, we got the baddest Vegas, orange and white on the tennis tire. He said anything from Bob down got action.
Right. Okay. I'm going to take you up on that offer. Somebody get Biz on the phone.
It's orange and white. It's tennis tie, small block. Anything from a bar down, he say y'all got action.
Okay, that's good.
Wait,
Some Vega and Mike Camaro.
He got an orange and white Vega. Tennis tie, small block. Nice.
They didn't have his tire on it. When you put tennis on it, they didn't have
his
tire on it.
And what,
does he want to
race?
Does he want to race
another Vega?
Y'all got that bottom right there, 70 Camaro they got. They're putting together Heart magazine.
Oh, we're ready. We're ready. The Camaro stays ready.
Yep. Hold on. Talk to Tyson. He'll take everything. Whatever you want to talk about. You slow ass shit.
Oh, you want to do something with that Vega?
Yeah, man. Kevin want to do something with that Vega. He got a mile.
He's going to take care of it. He take care of everything. Let him take care of it.
Okay. So anything from Bow Down, right?
No, I said I want that 70-ass Camaro y'all got.
They just said on this little show that anything from Bow Down. Are you getting cold
My man just said that. You know what? He just said that. But you know what? We can bring his boot out here, and y'all can like anything you want.
So we're not getting no one's backpedaling, right? We're not backpedaling.
We look. All we saying, sir. The man just said what he said, and I just rectified on the phone. So before you lock anything, I said he got a boot. If y'all don't like it with that boo, let's do the boo. If not, we took our slow bitch and run that damn 70 Camaro y'all got.
I'll probably bring out all three cars just so we'll have some fun to negotiate with and play with different
cars.
Cool.
That's cool, but you got Tyson.
Okay. So you with that? You with me bringing the cars and we'll negotiate when we see them?
No, I got no problem with that. I tell you, you got to talk to Tyson. He's going to take care of everything.
Oh, he's not on the phone?
He's on the phone with you right now.
What I'm going to take care of?
Shit, let that motherfucker know he's bringing a 70 Camaro and his ass is white.
No, that's not going to happen. That's what's not going to happen. I guarantee
said,
that.
But what you talking about?
See, let me tell you something. See, I we street race over here. You put me on the track, it's game over. It's game over for you guys. Because I'm going to have full traction all the way. Oh, yeah, it's game over for you guys.
We got full traction with the Vega.
Yeah, but see, your car has been tested, so you already know what it runs. You put me on the track where it's going to have full traction. Oh, it's really game over for
you
guys. Because our car's set up for
the
street.
See, the thing we're trying to say, sir... You don't know what the Vega runs, so.
Oh, I'm not worried what the Vega runs.
And we ain't worried what you run. We told you bring that Camaro against the Vega.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
So where we do okay, you know we're talking in circles now. We keep doing that. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do. Where are we doing this at?
Well, we're gonna try. I'm gonna try to make it out to that November race.
The third. You talking about the third in Georgia?
Yeah.
God damn.
That's right.
Yeah, talk to a couple people over here, see how deep we're gonna go, and then I'll let you. I'll be back on the show next Saturday and let you guys know.
All you gotta do is ask for Kev.
Okay.
Hey, like I said, Champ, you got my number, and I've got Badon's number. So if more shit needs to be worked out, whatever, call me. We get it worked out midweek, tomorrow, whatever the hell. I don't know. I'm going to try and make it out there. I know just by coming out, just by how much shit's already being talked, hopefully it ain't just like it is down here and motherfuckers just talking
you
shit.
Have reached
nobody really
maximum
wants to do
time
nothing.
Permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record. Press
3. Somebody
why
called.
Why is that shit telling me shit about messages?
Are you still there? You have reached the max.
Oh, somebody got it.
All right. that was my phone. Is it all fixed up now?
Yeah.
We're all good, baby. We're all good.
Hey, Taylor.
Yes.
Put me in the private room real quick, please, sir.
What's that?
Put me in the private room.
Hey, got it fixed once his mic open.
Right. Can you put me in private? We got G-Shot on the phone.
Gunny Picks wants his mic open.
Gunny Picks. Well,
open it up. Open it up.
Hey, yo.
Gunny Picks up this late at night. Can't believe that. It's 12 o'clock over here.
It's 12 o'clock over here. 4, 7, 8, 7.
Phil.
Yeah.
Still on the line?
Yeah.
Who? Chad?
Hello? Phil.
Hello?
Hello?
Everybody there?
Hello?
Yeah, I think the show's about to go to shit.
Hello?
Okay,
yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there's Dale.
What happened?
Open up, Gunny Pig.
Gunny Pig
want to get on. Gunny Pig trying to get on. Gunny Pig is on, lady.
He's on. The vice president is on. I'm Gretchen.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh,
is he on? 4, 7, 8, 7, 0, 3, 4.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you,
Gunny Pick. All right, what's going on, Larry, Tao, Kennedy, G-Shot, and all everybody else that's calling into Tao's Gudging Show Saturday night?
How you doing?
What's up,
right?
Man, I can't complain. But, nigga, how you doing tonight, chap?
I'm doing good, man.
Everything, how does it feel?
Feel great.
All right, well, check it out. For everybody out there on the West Coast, I understand that on a Tuesday night show, on Tuesday night DJ Grant and Butt Naked show, there was some California drug issues that wanted to actually get in on the race. I couldn't get to everybody at that particular time, but if you guys call in on a Tuesday, this Tuesday coming up, same number, 347-215-9989.
We'll see if we can get you into that race if you're willing to participate still. It's an $18,000 pot so far. Whit is supposed to be confirming this Tuesday who has sent him the $1,000 for the lockup money.
Okay.
So once again, if it's not too late or too short notice for some of the California or some of the West Coast grudge racers to participate, they can either call me directly at 478-454-7034, and we'll get Whit on the phone, and we'll get the grudge racers that made that shootout up all together so we can see if we can't extend you an invitation right away. For the ones who I couldn't get to, I do apologize, but it was a lot of money on the line. You know, it was an extreme amount of money on the line. We were trying to make something happen. So if we didn't get to you that day, I do apologize. It was not intentional. Call in on Tuesday, and we can get you, try to see if we can extend you an invitation. If you guys meet the rules, you guys can go to www.grudging.us and leave a message, also requesting an invitation, and you guys can get it in. You know, hopefully with a few more people, I'm pocketing up to $30,000-$40,000 real fast.
Okay,
right,
so
now,
it's $1,000 buy-in?
I'm sorry, say again?
$1,000 buy-in?
It's $1,000. It's a $2,000 buy-in, but you have to send in $1,000 lockup money.
Okay.
So if you don't show, your $1,000 is gone.
Yeah, you lose it. Yeah.
You said your number
was 478-454-4734?
Oh, yeah, I got it, Chad.
Chad, I got his number.
Okay, so the more people that enter, the higher the pot goes up, right?
The more people that enter, the higher the pot.
That's right.
Perfect. Right now, the pot
is like a small tire stock suspension type shootout, what's going on?
You know what?
Yep.
They got certain rules on the tire size. No wheelie bar, got to be on a 28. I'm trying to think what else they had on it. No bar, 20.
No, 10-5 non-W or what?
Okay, let me give you the rules real quick. The rules for it's any power adder, big block or small block. You have to be on a 28. You have to be on a 28, 10-5, no W. You can also be on a drag radial 275. No really bars. It's a $2,000 buy-in, and to confirm your seat for the race, you have to send in $1,000 and over to Whit, the gentleman that's throwing the race. He's a good guy. He's a reputable guy. Everybody trusts him with the lockup money. He's not in need for it. He's not hurting for it at all. And you know, that's that. You'll be able to go into the race. So once again, for everybody listening.
And where's this race at again?
This will be in Mississippi on October 28th. Holly Springs drag strip.
Okay.
And it is a stock suspension race. I'm sorry. It is a stock suspension race. Stock suspension race. And 28, 10-5, no W. You can be on 275 drag radio. Any power adder, small block or big block is acceptable. No willy balls. And once again, it's a $2,000. It's a $2,000 total buy-in. $1,000. Lock up to
deposit.
Secure your seat
okay.
for that race. $1,000 deposit to secure your race. Tell you what's your show. So once again, I do apologize I couldn't get to everybody, but we were trying to make this shootout happen. We made it happen. And if you'd like an invitation extended to you, call in on Tuesday to the Butt Naked Current Champ for the State of Alabama and DJ Grant Show Tuesday, 347-215-9989. And if you can't wait, then give me a call directly at 478-454-7034. Or call Tao. Call Tao directly. He has the information also.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen. I just called in. I wanted everybody to know it from the West Coast. You know, I understand that there were some California graduations that wanted to get in on it. And so there you have it. And also, everybody, don't forget, November 3rd is going down at Macon National Dragway, a.k.a. the Zoo. Don't come get eaten alive. If you come to the zoo, make sure you come correct because it's going down.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gunnit, it's Tail.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's a quick question since, you know, we're still on. We can bring as many cars as we that want to come down, right? Are we limited to a certain amount of cars? Or if we get six cars that want to come down, can we bring them down?
Is this for November 3rd or this is for the race on
the 28th? For the 28th.
No, as long as no, for the 28th, that is fine. If you have six cars that want to come down, we get everybody else on the lawn. We get everybody else on the line. We get your invitation definite, and you can bring them down. If you have 20 cars, hold on for a second. Yes.
That's right. If the guys on the west want to come play with the best, come to the east and see my beach. This is Butt Naked.
Go ahead, Butt Naked, trying to signify. I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. Taylor has a good show. I hear there's a lot of good things out on the West Coast. I speak to a few people on Facebook. I'm real curious to see what the West Coast has to offer. I know you guys have good weather out there. You guys are also able to race year-round. So I can't wait until the East meets the West or the West meets the East. I don't care how it goes down. It must go down, 2013. It's got to
absolutely
be somebody kicking ass and taking names.
And the governor of California, here's Taylor. So if you got any problems, contact him.
That's right. The governor of California is Tail. Butt Naked.
Yes, sir. Don't you mix me up with Biz. You want to race next to you? Did you hear
right? Hey, good. Now, you messed up, dude. You know he's the champ. No, you should say champ.
Did you hear about Biz winning
the race tonight? The 10,000
miles? Yep. Larry put me down. Larry called me and put me down on it. You know what I mean? And that's what spurred me to call him to the show. He said he was on Taylor's show. I said, all right, well, let me go ahead and check in real quick. But I heard Biz kicked ass. I heard he won that race with ease. 10 stacks to the good. But
Gunner, can I say something real quick?
Absolutely.
Guys out in California, if you guys cannot find Grudge Inc. or have any problems, Gunner Pick on YouTube. Go to him and leave him a message if you guys want to contact. You know, you can get his number. He will return your call ASAP.
Absolutely. I check my YouTube page at least every 2 days, if not every day. But at least every 2 days I'm on the YouTube page. Or you can
so
go
you
to
guys
www.
I'm getting, sorry, Gunner. I apologize to you, sir. If y'all want to see y'all guys getting fucked up before you come out here, watch Gunner Pick. He got all the latest videos. He is the man. He is our videographer, our number one person.
Well,
the only thing we go get fucked up by out there is moonshine.
Who said that? Hold on, I'm gonna call DJ. But who said that? Who just said that?
Hey,
Chad said that.
Chad said it, but I tried to get DJ on the phone. I called him three times tonight. And I called him yesterday. He's not answering the phone. I guess he's mad with a gun. I can't get it.
Hey, Gunner, try to get on the phone because he's doing something stupid with
us. Let me see if I can get a DJ on the line. But, hey, Chad, I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, but let me say this, Chad. I try to tell many people that there's a lot of racers here in Georgia and in the South that you just don't hear about, but they are nothing to be fucked with. So,
I know this. I never claimed to be the fastest motherfucker in the world.
I do
all right for myself.
Chad, I like the way you get down on the phone. I've been listening to you for a little while now. I've been on the show for a minute checking you out and whatnot. I'll tell you what, Chad. You know, I will do my job, bro. And my job is to find somebody at this point to walk your ass like Christ walked the water because you were talking some sexual shit. I'm telling you that shit right now.
I love
bro.
It.
Hey, so
no,
Chad, I think, well, where
gotta,
can I find
you? Got to do a little Tony. We're going to find somebody to go down on your ass.
That's right.
Hey, Gunner.
That's just the simple
hey, Gunner, can I hear you? Hey, Gunner, there's one person on the phone, too. Bow down. Bow down racing. Just like we got. Can you please get Bow down on the phone and let them straighten
their
ass
up? I'm here.
He there?
Yeah.
He's here to strong
their
ass
up.
You know, I'll tell you what. Listen, hey, how much more show time do we have left?
We're recording
about
right now.
12:20. Okay, I'll tell you what. You know, let me see if I can get DJ Gunn on the line, and I'm gonna also see if I can't get a Chop or Turbo Tim on the line.
Where's White Cracker? Get White Cracker on the phone.
Get who? Yeah,
who on the phone?
White Cracker.
Oh, he's crazy.
He like virgin meat.
Okay, hang on for just a second. Let me see if I can get
White Cracker
went
in the day. White Cracker had a football game today. You know he coached Little League football too. He might be in the big.
Hold on for a hot second. Hold on.
Well, y'all boys from the West Coast, don't get right
I'm not leaving. Phone. I'm going to just see if I can't get a crazy horse on the line.
All right. Get him on the phone.
Okay. Hey,
you know what I think is funny, Chad?
What?
You know what I think is funny, Chad? I'm going to start the shit. How they got to find someone to come get you.
Yeah, no, that's what I think is funny. I ain't even close to the fastest motherfucker out here. I'm a little fish in a big pond.
They got to find somebody.
That?
Scott, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't have to search too far. We got
Let me call my brother's sister's uncle's cousin who's got a post.com.
I'm here.
They ain't got five nothing. I'm here.
We have Aaron, a.k.a. White Cracker on the line. Aaron, this is the Saturday Night Grudging Show with Tayo from out in California.
Right.
Chad,
where you at,
Chad? They're talking shit.
I'm right here. What's happening?
Take care of the ass, White Cracker.
Do what now?
I said, man, took it. Many boys in the West Coast talking shit.
Well, tell
him. I'm a white cracker, too, so when you say white cracker, I don't know who you're talking to.
Hold up.
Hey, hold on. Listen, you got D White Cracker on the phone.
Jeff, listen, I don't care who the White Cracker is. Listen, you wanted to have a man called, so you woke him up out of bed, so now tell him what you want to do. Now you're throwing to the wolves right now. You don't know who he's talking to or nothing. So if you're going to start this conversation with him, give him a heads up and let him know what's up.
What's talking about? Give me what y'all talking about.
I got a little piece of shit, stock suspension, 8.5-inch tire Mustang with a small big block on it, and I'm trying to find me some damn races.
Woo!
Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name's Chad. I don't know if you saw that National Geographic shit with the CPR and all that crap, but the white boy that didn't have a shirt on basically the whole fucking show drinking beer, that's me.
That's you? All right. So have you ever came down to the South?
No, sir, I haven't, but I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's here to come to the South.
Huh?
I need an excuse to travel. I need an excuse to get the hell off of the West Coast, besides the fact that grudge racing is pretty much dead over here. I need an excuse.
Well, hell, you from California, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, y'all surf. Y'all don't grudge race. That's y'all's grudge racing and surfing. I don't know what y'all building out there, but I mean,
now
you can
now
bring whatever the fuck you want.
Now I understand why you guys are scared to come down here, because you guys are scared of them waves.
It ain't the waves. Hell, we scared to fall off the fucking earth.
Shit.
No, Columbus. Prove that the earth was round, so ain't nobody falling off of nothing.
Nah, you should have gone get your head knocked off down here if you bring that bullshit you talking.
They're going to fall off their pedestal
when we get out there. You call my car some bullshit? They're going to fall off their pedestal when we get out there. All you got to do is cross the map with your car. Please come to the West Coast and race at the weight that I have to race at. Please come down here and weigh 3,400 pounds, please.
Oh, they can't do that, Chad. They can't. They need them featherweights out there. They can't fuck with our full body cars.
I do have a full body car.
Please come out here
and weigh
3,400 pounds on stock suspension on an 8-inch wide tire, please.
My car weighs 3,165 with me sitting in the bitch. Yes, it does.
That's still light. That's still light compared to what we got.
I mean, I'm just saying, lose some weight then. Shit.
Oh, no,
hell.
No, wait. It's a car. We got full metal.
I'm not worried about that. My car, fucking, if I really want to pull the weight out, I could be fucking 2780 with the wrap motor in it and me in the
motherfucker with two bottles. That motherfucker. Hey, I race cars with 2400 pounds. I don't give a fuck. Weigh that bitch down. I don't care. God damn. Weight don't mean shit to me.
Exactly. Well, what happened to Bow Down? Bow Down's on the phone.
Yeah, I'm in here.
Well, get your ass on the phone, motherfucker.
I've been talking. I'm the one that's been talking.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Hey, Kev, why don't you get your Vega on that 10-inch tire and race that 8.5 tire?
I'll run your ass on the 8.5-inch tire. Fuck you.
You ain't going to run my ass on nothing.
You're talking about a guy on
an 8.5 tire right now, going after his car, race his car.
Why Cracker just told him, he said, look, man, this is what I got. He said he threw it apart. So, man, why Cracker told him, he said he could go get a bigger tire. He didn't tell him he couldn't do that.
I have a full frame car, steel molly case, no chrome molly, but steel, big block, with just some 29s on it. That's all it's got.
That sounds like a good race for my Camaro.
We just said on our show that we wouldn't talk about no fucking tire size. You want to get down.
No. Hold on. That's not what I said. I didn't say nothing about him having to change his tire, did I?
No, you didn't.
All I said was, hey, you're on a 10-inch tire. Why don't you race their car?
I do have a 10-inch tire. A better race.
He did say you're on a 10-inch tire. He's got a car on an 8.5-inch tire that'll fuck you up. I think those were close to his exact words.
He needs to take that street car on the road.
I didn't say nothing about Whitecracker having changed no tires. I didn't say nothing about him doing nothing. All I said was with your car and your tire. Your car's on an 8-inch tire. Race this Mustang on an 8-inch tire. Now, that would be a race, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's funny.
Don't stutter. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, straight. That's fine. Nitrous and nitrous.
He needs to take that Mustang with the 8-inch tire. Put some 24s on it and drive it.
And ride that bitch on the street at red light.
If you can give me a second, I have a certified grudge racer from out of Georgia on the line. Aaron, I know you know who this is. I have Big O from K9 Racing on the line.
Oh, yes, he's on the phone. You know what I'm going to do for...
Who just said about the 24-inch tire?
I did.
That was White Crack.
Okay, don't even worry about that. I'm going to do a special visit for you. I'm going to bring an import with a 24-inch tire, and I'm going to bust your ass so you can see how we do it down here. We don't need that 29.
Man. That's what I'm talking about. Bring that import.
Well, you can't fuck with White Cracker, though. Y'all need to stop that import right. shit. That motherfucker White Cracker don't play,
though.
Hey, Chad, would you like to do something with a stock suspension Mustang? Or better yet, we have a gentleman on the line. He doesn't like to play a lot of games. I know you said you're looking for an excuse.
No, I don't like to play a whole lot of games either.
I have Big O on the line from out of K9 Racing, and you guys can chop it up. Big O, can you hear me?
I'm here.
All right, Big O and Chad, if you guys can chop it up and let each other know about each other's cars, and Big O will also play however you like to play. He has a few steps. Big O, let him know what you need.
I got an 88
Mustang with a rat on a single plate. I normally run it on the little 26.85 tire, but I got a 28.10.5 I can throw on it too. It ain't no big deal to change tires.
He got a 7.0 car, man. That's what he got. God damn.
it's a little baby, man. It ain't nothing to worry about. It's 396.
Sound like a 7.0 car.
Nah, it's a 396. It's a 396 with 150 shot.
I don't know what you're gonna do with that. You better take it on the street. I don't know what you're gonna do with that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I ain't never been one to be worried about motherfuckers knowing what the hell I got. It's a 522-inch Dart Pro 1 355-headed fucking
fits in that belt.
Big block with a little baby 300 shot on it. 102.96.
Done it, man. We got big body cutlasses down here on fours that tear that ass up, man.
Give me any cutlass on fours. How much you want to lock it in for?
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now. You got some cutlasses down here. Will tear that ass up. I'm telling you.
No, you said a cutlass
man.
On fours. Give me a cutlass
I'm
on fours, and we'll lock it up, and I'll come out there.
If you coming down here on some 26-inch, man, we upgraded like 15 years ago from that shit, man.
I just downgraded that shit because my
or you can wear your
that was it. I mean,
well, shit, I'm
must,
stuck on the 24 and a half, and I'm trying to come out there and bust your guys' ass. So,
damn.
I ain't heard
no 26
years.
That's a streak
off. Hold on. Is we talking about racing or y'all California talking about drifting? What the hell y'all talking about?
No. I'm on a 24 and a half inch slick, and I guarantee I come out there and bust some ass.
What's your white car,
please.
Damn,
man.
I honestly don't know what to say about this.
We got G bodies that'll put a 28 and leave their 24s on the front and drag your ass. I promise
you. Can we do
that?
Can we lock something in right now and we'll make the trip out there?
You said I stay on the 26.85 and you got G bodies on 24 inch rims that will drag my shit.
They will. You come down to South Georgia.
Can we lock something up so we can make it worth it to go out there? Can we lock up a little $5,000 race real quick?
Babe, if you're going to lock up $5,000, you're going to lock it up with me. Bring that bullshit on so I can just knock you off and you go back
home. Hold on, wait a minute. You guys are talking shit now. First you say that you're going to lock up a race with a car on 24-inch rim, but this man wants to race that car. Now you want to say, oh, fuck that, now you can race me. What happened to the car?
Let me and White Cracker work this out because he's the one that said that he wants to fucking race me on some 24 inch rims with me on my 26.85 slick.
All right, go ahead.
Let me tell you.
What I was telling y'all was there was cars down here. 24 inch rims versus me on a 26.85 slick.
I said there was cars down here with 24 inch rims. I didn't say I had a car with 24 inch rims.
There was cars down there with 24 inch rims that would fuck me up.
Oh, they would be. Yeah, Gunn and Dan Show can find them for you. They would fuck
you
up with it.
Let's get something cracking. I will make the drive just to be astonished that I got fucked up by a car on 24 inch rims.
I'm just saying, I mean, you bring some 26 down here, man. Yeah, that shit right there.
That's because we're trying to show you how the West Coast does it.
I can bring my steamroller car down there, but it's fucking boring. All I got to do is let go of the trans brake, grab the fucking nitrous, and go straight and fast. That's just boring
that's
as fuck. That's why I set that shit up on a jack stand and put a car with more horsepower on half the tire, and I'm actually having fun now.
We want the best car you got. We don't want no pussyfoot. Bring that. If that's the steamroller,
Everybody's scared of steamrollers. I already know. I got you guys telling me to give me shit with cars with 24 inch rims because I'm on a 26.85. I guarantee my 26.85 runs better than fucking 3/4 of the shit you guys got on the track in any given night.
Hey, man, it's confident. Wow.
I will bet money on that shit that my car on a 26.85 at 3,400 fucking pounds runs better than half the shit you guys got on the track.
Wow. Are you coming to make it on the third?
Man, that's all he got to do. You better bring an enclosed. You better keep that shit in there because you bring that shit out there, everybody will play out laughing. I'm gonna tell you.
Why would they start laughing? Because everybody's worried about racing it right now. Tell them not to bring it.
Maybe where you're at, but down here you will get every race you want. If you bring that down here, you will get every race you want. I promise you that.
Awesome. That's exactly what my buddy in Alabama told me, and I fucking love hearing that shit.
If you bring it down here, you will get every race you want.
I can go to the local track around here at any given night and fucking run faster than any goddamn steamroller fucking car on a 26-inch tire.
If you come to the zoo, I'm telling you right now, you will leave there. You won't even make it home because you won't have enough money to put in your fucking gas tank, I promise you. You will lose it all if you come to the zoo.
I really doubt that shit.
Y'all better do some research before y'all come down here.
Like I said, I give you East Coast guys respect. I give you guys all the respect in the world. You guys got some fast-ass cars. You do your fucking thing. You race. It ain't no bullshit. You know, you guys put up all these fucking good-ass videos, Indica, all those guys. You guys put up real nice videos. You guys got good races going on. But, you know, what happens every time the East Coast comes to the West Coast? They go home fucking broke.
How far did you come? You just said that Indica puts on good. What about Good Gunnett's videos? He is the vice president of Grudge Inc. So if you want to see something, see it. And no, it's not White Cracker. Don't they got a video of you on there, White Cracker, so you can see the man you talking to?
Yeah, I'm on there.
Yeah, White Cracker, he ain't no fucking joke, dude. So I'm just saying.
I'm sure he's not a joke. Trust me, I'm a pretty humble person. I'm a cocky motherfucker, but half the time I'm pretty humble. And I don't ever try and come at anybody sideways. But you want to know what? At the end of the day, like I said, my car is not the fastest shit in the world, but it sure as fuck ain't slow.
I think we have respect for you because you one of the guys from the West Coast who will get down. I rest of them are sitting on the internet, ain't saying shit. But you know, I think, you know, I'm just telling you, man. All bullshit aside. Let you and him speak, he will accommodate your ass.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you guys.
He told me he got G-bodies on 24s that's going to fuck me up.
I'll tell you this.
There ain't no G-body on 24s that's going to fuck me up.
If you come to Macon the 3rd, you got everything in drag racing.
You're typing on the phone now. Detroit.
November 3rd, the Georgia race.
Uh-huh. That's the final hit.
Wait, hold on, Chad. Who made the race again? Anything we got? Who said that?
No, that was against anything Bowdowns got. That wasn't anything the West Coast got. That was anything Bowdowns got. Because if they would have said anything the West Coast got, I would have go grab fucking Faggot Phil's Pro Stock car and came out there.
Well, we got something coming with that, too.
We got something in your pocket, we also got something that'll cover that. Everybody knows somebody fast. I guarantee I could call up Buffalo Motorsports
tomorrow, grab their fucking Outlaw 10.5 Mustang, and come out there and do whatever the fuck I want
with
it.
Would you call it? Kev, lock it in right now.
You got a car, lock it in right now. Because you'll get that car right now. So if you got somebody in that race right now, 1,000 or better, go.
Lock it in right now, Kev. Lock it in.
Get about all the bullshit. Let's lock it in. Let's go right now. If you got somebody, because Chad can get that car tomorrow. So if you got somebody that's going to do it, call them right now. Call them right now and lock it in.
Who's better than that? I got to race that guy.
The man's on a 26-inch tire. He wanted to race somebody. And all you guys are doing is fucking clown this car. Tell me he's going to get whooped up. By somebody on 24.
Hold on.
Produce the car on 24s, and we'll lock that race up right now.
Hold on.
So,
yeah.
Any motherfucking G-body on 24s.
right?
He mean, ain't he?
Man, yeah. I mean, all he got to do is come to Macon. He will have every race out there that he wants. That's all
that's
he
right.
has
let's
to
let's
do.
Let's talk. See, let's talk. Hey, Taylor, you run your mouth.
All bullshit aside, man. You know, I know you all mad and all upset. You know, it's all funny game.
No, ain't nobody mad.
All bullshit aside.
Oh, we're not mad and upset.
Listen,
we're ready to come out there and bust some ass.
Right, and all you got to do, listen, honestly, you ain't even got to lock shit up, seriously. You come to Macon, you're going to get you a race. You ain't got to worry about that. It ain't no bullshit. You come, you pull the money out, you will get a race with the matter of moments. I will promise you that.
Hey, what the hell for your guys get out here?
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
I mean, there's no bullshit, man. That's Macon for you. You go up there,
that's all
you're going to come out with money or you're going to come out with no money. It's either or. You're going to get your race. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Why do you think we call it the zoo? It's the jungle, baby.
That's it. That's it. Everybody there to make money.
Hey, guys, it's an outlaw track. It's an outlaw track. Tell me, Craig, it's an outlaw track.
Man, everything and anything's out there.
How does the track work? Is it a good track?
The track.
I might sound ignorant as fuck right now.
You know Steve Jackson?
I've never been
over
there.
Killer Tom? You know Steve Jackson? You know Tim Lynch, all them?
Oh, yeah.
I know Tim Lynch very well.
Yeah, they come to that track.
Yeah,
that's where they come.
Great. Oh, the track works great out there.
Does artists
no,
usually go there? Let me call up artists talk to him.
No, that's a very well working track. That track works very well.
Okay.
Yes, it
does. That's our home track for Grudge Inc.
You actually have 28-inch stock suspension cars getting a 117 to 116 60 foot off that track every time.
Very nice. Very
I'm
nice.
Telling you no lie.
No, that car's serious. That track is very serious, man. Very serious track.
So what you're telling me is I'm actually going to be able to lean on my shit and I'm not going to have to pussyfoot it like I've been doing.
No, you're not. You put all what you want to on that line. I promise you.
Only
it will be there.
It's 8 miles. You run 8 miles, so that's only different.
That's 8 miles.
That's what I'm used to right now because I've been running that Outlaw 8.5 class, and they only let us run 8 mile anyway.
So, I mean, if you find with 8 mile, then there you go.
Yeah.
If we're
only going to run 8 mile, I'll leave that motherfucker on an 8.5-inch slick. If we're going to run full quarter, then
I will be there. And I'll make it short and quick so I can go ahead and finish up this movie. I will be there, and I damn sure be your huckleberry if you come.
I'll be there. Look for the silver and black Mustang with the black weld wheels on it.
That's all I need to. Hey, all you got to look for
it's
flames
shirt,
on it says white cracker.
Shirtless Chad on the windows, and you'll see fucking California plates on the white Chevy truck pulling it.
That'll work. All you got to do is come look for me. I'll be over there. All right. Done it.
All right, have a good one.
Get in my way. That's all you got to do.
All right.
Got me, Gunnit.
Yeah.
Get in my way. That's all you got to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have the champ of the meltdown on the line. Chicago meltdown champ. No introduction to everybody already. Y'all really fucked up now on West Coast.
Oh, Kevin. Don't get in your car. Everybody's talking about racing but you.
Bitch, I already told you.
What's going on,
fellas?
What's up, man? You know, I was at the track all day, and I didn't have no charger. So, you know, I got to talking, and when I was in the middle of telling Butt Naked if when we race on the 3rd in Macon, if we get to the 3:30, and if he see any parts of my car, and his driver see any parts of my car, just shut it off. Save his life, save his motor, save his tires, just reach up. just reach up in his control panel and just shut it off and pull the parachute and just send the golf cart around just to pull it the rest of the way. Because if my car anywhere bound by the 3:30, you're a dead man.
You know what, Steve? I'm going to oblige you on that. If you anywhere in the paint on mine at 3:30, you still win. How about that?
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Gunnit?
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna take him up on that. So make sure you get the GoPros ready.
Hey, we'll have the GoPros, all eight of them will be on deck, and we're gonna show you what them goddamn Pro Chargers are made for. They for blowing your goddamn air.
Okay. they show blow a lot of air.
Who's that in the background? Who is that?
This is Biz, and I was talking to Butt Naked.
Is that Butt Naked?
Yeah, that's Butt Naked.
Butt Naked.
Yes, sir.
You want me to take care of your lightweight?
I got
who's that?
Biz. You want me to take care of your lightweight?
Who am I speaking with? Let me know if you're worthy to take care of my lightweight.
Butt Naked, tell them who I am, my man.
That's the bad man out there on the whip.
The baddest man out there.
Biz, you know who I am. This AKA White Cracker, Crazy Horse.
Oh, yeah. Me and you were supposed to lock horns at the North Virginia.
Yeah,
South,
up north.
So.
Yeah.
We still may
need
be
a dance down there, baby. Yeah, we need a dance. We sure do.
Yeah. You'll be there on the 3rd.
Yes, I will be.
Yeah. So,
matter of fact, I'll be cooking breakfast at the zoo. Because that's how early I'm going to get there.
Okay, well, check this out. I like my eggs scrambled medium.
Medium,
like
okay.
Biscuit,
with sausage,
like
bacon.
Yeah, make sure it's turkey sausage. And make sure you give me some of them hominy grits. Now, I know you boys from down south.
Right.
I know you boys from down south like salt and pepper on your grits. But we up here up north, we eat sugar on that. So just make sure you have me some sugar. I put sugar on my grits.
On the grit. Sugar's okay.
Yeah,
is it cinnamon and sugar or just sugar? Which one do you want?
Regular sugar.
Regular sugar
and butter.
I got you.
We eat fish and grits, homie. We ain't no goddamn turkey sauce. We eat fish.
I want some turkey sauce. I don't care if they link the patty. Either or.
Boy, the 3rd AK fast. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Let me ask you one question. Did they show time with that tonight or they did not?
That again?
Make sure you got time tonight.
Yeah, man. I don't. Okay, I'm gonna go get your cup now. No, but Nick, I don't play that.
Okay,
I'm a grower.
I leave that
clock showing to those class racers.
Hey, Biz, right. You know that we race till 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning.
But if y'all ain't got no dew on the track, you know, if y'all ain't got no dew on the track, I don't. And my driver ain't sleepy. That ain't gonna be no problem.
Okay, we'll have enough cars out there where we ain't got to worry about that track getting.
We got some Red Bull, man. We'll wake him up. We got some Red Bull. We got that Miley. Anything you want?
Yeah, that's it. Monster. What you need, man? What you need? We'll go to the cooler. That's all we gotta do.
Okay. But I would check with him and see. We gonna be there, man. We gonna be there in full force. The whole north, all the north brothers should still be in Macon, Georgia.
Y'all got fans coming down from the north. Fans.
They said it's the north invading the south.
Yes, it is. That's what they call it.
That's what they say. You know,
hey,
the
south with a little bit of West Coast flavor.
Where the West Coast at? Where the Bees on the phone, man? We got Bees on the phone. That's what I forgot.
Right here. You got some West Coast on the phone? You got a little bit of West Coast
on the phone?
I'm just hanging out, letting you guys do your thing, talk about what's going to be for breakfast and shit.
We already talked to Bees. You said, how fast you? We already talked to Bees.
Hold
on,
Grits. I heard that if I bring out my Mustang on a 26 8.5-inch slick, that somebody's gonna fuck me up with a G body on 24s.
Man, we want to pass that, dude. We want to pass that. We're talking to Biz, the king on the phone. Do you want to talk to Biz or not?
Yeah.
Tyson. Hey, Tyson.
Yeah.
Will you, can you do me a favor, please? Just one favor.
Sure.
Can you go over to Kevin's house and take his motherfucking pom-poms away from him?
He look kind of cute with that skirt on. I don't know. I might not do that
one. Hey, Tyson. I'm just talking the truth. Keep it real.
I do want to tell one thing.
Yeah.
But nigga.
Yes, sir.
There. Again.
I'm here.
Hold that belt, big dog. You hear me? Don't let nobody take that belt from you.
I'm holding it, homie. I'm going to get another
one. Hold that motherfucker, and you go out there. If somebody wants to challenge you, just take them, slap the fuck up out of there.
I tried to challenge him for the third. He won't put the belt up. You know, he's a smart man. Because, you know, if he come up north, it's going to be hell trying to get that belt back.
Yeah, but nigga, right. He sure do anything you want him to do. I promise you that.
Let me tell you something. I'll be glad when we get that damn race so we come and take some off. You gonna go all so disgusted when I whoop your ass, boy. Let me tell you something. You don't know
how to act. Hey, butt neck.
Let me ask you this.
Guys, y'all have a good night. I'm gonna check out.
All right, I'll take care.
Appreciate it, my man.
White Cracker, thanks for calling in, babe. I appreciate it, man.
Not a problem, partner. I hope to see you down here, man.
All right.
Yeah.
You're not bringing your old lady with you, are
you? You know what? I don't know yet. She might come, she might not. I'm not sure.
You need to hear her make up your mind what you're going to do, if you're going to bring her or not.
What did you say about that?
I got a trick for your ass if you don't bring her.
I didn't speak up. Say that again.
If you don't bring your old lady, I have a trick for your ass if you don't bring your old lady. I'm going to show you something, boy.
Okay. That sounds good, butt naked. Okay. But you know what? I mean, I don't know nothing. I don't know when the last time I lost a race. You know what? I think it's been almost 2 years since I lost.
No disrespect to the North and everything of that nature. But you ain't seen a battle you can't see the town. Ain't no battles in the goddamn North.
Okay. No. Keep believing that, butt naked. You know,
every
it's just that.
The thing is, we race different
up north than you guys race down south. You know, we thankful for you guys down south because y'all showed us a new way. This 8-mile racing is a beautiful thing. You know, we used to running out the back door. You know, y'all showed us a new way.
So what I'm telling you here, have you ever seen a band in Chicago? Y'all got any bands up there?
Chicago Bears.
I ain't coming to that Chicago Bear. Y'all have any bears up there?
Yeah, we got bears, gorillas, hippopotamuses. We got them all up there.
That's at the goddamn zoo. I'm talking about in the wild.
That's where we come around.
Can you walk out your door and see a fucking bear?
I can walk out my door and see a deer, not a bear.
I got a
question for you back east guys. I'm watching a video right now on YouTube of Grudge Racing in Montgomery, Alabama Motorsports, July 7th, 2012. White Cracker, a.k.a. Crazy Horse, Gun It Picks, Dream Team, Triple X Weekend. This ain't the fastest shit you guys got, is it?
They got a brand new car. They got two new cars. They up here on the third.
Who's that green Mustang with the black hood? That motherfucker looked like it was getting it, even though he couldn't keep it stuck.
That great thing.
I'm about
that
to call
car
your
car. They no longer have that car. They towed that car out.
Oh, they towed it.
They towed it out. They no longer have that car.
Yeah, no, they wrecked it or what? That motherfucker looked like it was getting crazy, but I mean, I gotta tell you, I just watched almost 4 minutes of this shit, And I didn't really see nothing that could even fuck with my shit on the 8-inch tire.
Okay, well, then come on down.